barking.
Oh, my God. You know what time it is?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware of what time it is.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's so damn funny?
You're a faggot. That's what's funny.
So let me ask. May I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, anything.
Exactly how much longer are you expecting to sit here and listen to this before I hang up? Would most people just go ahead and hang up?
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, how many fingers can your wife take in her ass?
Looks good.
You know, your wife can get in on this too if you want. We can all have like a big orgy on that couch.
Actually, I'm not okay with that.
You're welcome to join us if you like.
Look, yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. I got company coming over, make the meatloaf.
Jeannie, what would you say about Zeta's future?
Genital words.
I'm a hacker. I hack computers. I have your profile up here.
No, I have uncles that, you know, would cut you guys all into pieces.
Listen to me. This is really important. Did you get a call from any of those people posting on Craigslist? You need to not listen to them if they call you. They're saying they're running an experimental lab.
We are electrocuting monkeys to test out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocuting monkeys?
Well, we're electrocuting some of them. In other words, we're cracking a whip at.
Can you delete my freaking number?
Yeah, I'm fine, John. My kids are because Dan just fucked me up, and I didn't expect it. He has me the phone, and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language with me.
Yeah, thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. Yay! Another show. Hopefully, Mixler stays working. I thought I was going to get past that issue, because I also had some viruses, and I thought maybe that was contributing to my bad connection. So let's just cross our fingers and hope that it doesn't cut in and out this week.
I've actually been DDoSing him. he just doesn't know it, so don't tell him, guys. Don't tell Jayad.
Yeah, don't tell me. I have Luxon with me tonight.
Hello.
I was trying to connect Ken, or Dwight. Let me see if he wants on. I seen him jump on just like 2 seconds before I went live, so I'm just trying to see if he wants on. Is Mike listening? I forget. I can't find Mike on my list anymore, and I was kind of confused. Mike from last week, or is Mike just a figment of my imagination? And Mike wasn't real. He was my incompetence, my disbelief in myself. He was, you know, kind of like Fight Club.
You were probably just on like heavy drugs and in a closet last week, and you never did a show.
Yeah.
You just thought you did.
Or all my great calls was Jayad, and all my bad calls were Mike. Damn it, Mike, you screwed it up again. But no, I couldn't find Mike. But if Mike's around, Mike, you're welcome to jump on. And anybody else for that matter. So if anybody wants to jump on, there wasn't many people on my list on right now, so everybody must have a life. Dang it, it must be cutting out, huh? Somebody said, dang it, Mixler.
I mean, that could just be Mixler being really terrible.
Well, that's what we thought last week, and it's been doing it a couple times.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know why it's been doing what it's doing, but it's doing it. Last week it quit for a while, so maybe that'll be the case. Regardless, the show goes on. I don't know how long of a show. I don't know if I'll really be able to hold out for 3 hours tonight because I've pretty much been up since 12:30 last night. So I'm pushing 24 hours.
Yeah, I almost didn't make it because, like, okay, I stayed up all night, obviously, knowing I shouldn't. And I went to bed at, like, 11. But I just had, like, 6 alarms for 5:30 so I could wake up and shower and be here. And it's now 7 o'clock my time. I've been up for, like, an hour and a half.
Woo-hoo.
2 hours.
Well, thank you for joining me. And that's the other thing is Lux isn't going to be around the whole night, so then I'll be solo and then I'll be angry. I don't like to be
Well, I mean, depends on how long you're going. Because, I mean, there's a time difference. I have to get off at 9 my time, which is, like, the end of the show, usually, isn't it? If you don't run long.
How many... What time is it there right
It's 7 o'clock right now. It's a 3-hour time difference.
Yeah. Okay.
So that should be about okay.
Okay, yeah. That'll be the longest I run the show, trust me.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Dwight. How's it going, Dwight?
Masturbating.
Well, good. You're gonna need that, because tonight's all about sex education and roommates. So I placed the first... I gotta get a goddamn drink. My throat's dry. Sorry. I think my Mixler's cutting in and out.
So. Yeah, I had it on for a second while I was getting shit around, and it cut out.
I don't understand why. I don't know what it's doing different, so...
We should just connect everyone via cups and strings. Let them listen the old-fashioned way.
What's latency? I think I asked that before.
That's the amount of time it takes for a packet to go back and forth, whatever.
So yeah.
That probably has nothing to do with it, right?
No.
Okay.
Unless you have, like, the world's worst ping.
Well, no, actually, that's what's crazy is, like, my connection's really fucking good. It's like, and I'm plugged in hardwired, so it isn't, like, you know, Wi-Fi or anything. So, you know, it should be really good. It must be something with my Mixler. Maybe what I'll try to do is, not right now, but I'll try to update my Mixler. And Arby might be back in a little bit, because he actually said if I had issues, he was going to be gone for a little bit, but then he could broadcast. So I guess worst-case scenario, it's going to be shitty for a little bit until Arby comes around. So, okay, so I placed two ads this week. One of them said I was looking for roommates. I placed the ads in a little more expensive areas, not like rich people, but just, you know, higher living rates, I guess is the word. For $200 a month, and I put a picture of the house, and it wasn't a super sweet house, but it was a big house, and I said, $200 a month, you get a bedroom, your own bathroom, and like kind of like a secondary living room, you know, and then we share the kitchen. So it's actually a really good deal. So I got a bunch of good ideas for that shit. And then another one I have is I placed an ad, and I didn't think I was going to get any responses. I placed an ad saying that my son is at that awkward age where he needs to have the talk about the birds and the bees, and that I don't know what I'm doing, so I will give you $500 to teach my son about sexual education. Now, I got a ton of fucking people responded, and I'd gotten... You know, some people that were like, I've taught sexual education, this and that. Then just a bunch of people out of the woodwork, too. I actually had two Hispanic-looking women in a picture, and it said, how about you just give me $500 and I'll suck your dick?
Wait, you're not kidding?
I am not kidding. That was one of my responses. And I thought that was so funny. They didn't give me a number, but I wish they would have, because that would have been hilarious. Cause that is a brazen thing to say. So it's either an undercover cop or those fucking prostitutes are really brazen. You know, I'm trying to get sexual education for my son, and you just offered to take that money, and you just asked me to spend that money on a blowjob instead. So
they would like to provide you with fellatio services.
Yes. So
prostitutes.
It blew my mind when I read that. What?
Blew something.
Yeah. Prostitution
is a crime, everybody.
I immediately withdrew $500.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All right. So let's see. So we're gonna do some of the. I think we'd do some of the sexual education. And Dwight, I have one for you, too, under the sexual education. Because, see, I didn't say the age of my son or anything. So you could be, you know, my retarded man-child.
You know? I'm the fucking mongoloid of the house. Yeah.
You can be my mongoloid. And here's the thing. Pushing on these, I'm afraid they're going to ask quickly for how am I going to get the money. We're just going to try to sidestep them questions, okay? because I would. I wouldn't just start teaching somebody's kid about sex if I was planning on making $500 off of it.
If it's a lady, I'd be like, well, you gotta have the talk with them, and then you gotta dance. I got it all in singles, and that's how you're gonna get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million. Right now I have 26 queued up, only queued up. I have way more. I have 26 sex talk and 25 roommates or something like that. So it's I have a lot for each of these, and I made little notes on some of them. So anyways, it should be kind of fun. It's very, very unique. And the roommate ones, you guys wait till you see the fucking ideas I have for roommate ones. I got a lot.
So for the sex ed ones, yes. We have enough numbers that I don't have to take it seriously, right?
No, actually, I'd prefer it if you didn't.
Okay.
Cool. I don't try to learn something here.
Well, I mean, it is a free class that I'm getting here. So. I don't know anything about sex.
Yeah. Well, no, because that's why I had those notes like earlier. Like you could just ask all the.
I would love to see like during one of those sex ed ones, like, oh, here's my son. I'm gonna step out of the room, and Lux is like, you know, you don't have to have the talk with me. I already know. I just dog-dogged the shit out of my girlfriend. No,
very close. I actually have this one that I gave him for an idea that's very close. I said that was exactly what I was going to do. It's like step away quickly. Like, I don't want to be here for this kind of thing. And then have him be like, my dad's just worried. You don't have to teach me anything. I watch all kinds of internet videos. I know that when a man loves a woman, he poops on her chest. When a woman loves a horse, she gets down on her knees and the horse gets on top of her. And if that don't make them hang up, holy shit.
It's like, dude, I know about sex. I watched My Little Pony.
So, a lot of great ideas. It's pretty good. Both of these subjects are pretty good. So,
all right. I like Mr. Clay's idea of me, like, describing different positions. Of course, yeah, I would do it wrong. Like, doggy style has to do with animals, and missionary is, like...
Or, like I said, pull up, like... weird sex terms, you know, like the Urban Dictionary of sex terms, and there's a bunch of them out there, but something like that, and sit and go through and ask them questions.
Womp.
Yeah. My mom gave my dad a blumpkin. What is a blumpkin? So, all right, let's get this started. Let's fire one off, because that's the only way to get me going. All right, so I'll go with this. This is Andrea. She's 20 years old. All right, and I'm going to pull you in on this one, okay, Lux?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Andrea.
Yes.
Hi, Andrea. This is Ryan. You responded to my Craigslist ad to speak with my son kind of about the birds and bees and stuff because I'm just nervous.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you'd still be interested? It's something that you think you could probably teach him? I am petrified. I'm not going to lie.
I think I can. I don't think it would be that. I don't think it's that terribly hard.
Okay.
I mean, actually, I just recently started nannying, and this woman has a 7-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy, but I don't know why, but he felt like he could confide in me and started telling me all these things.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Well,
perfect. Let me just, my son's name's Lux, so. Lux, come here.
Hello.
Hi, Lux. This is Andrea. She wants to talk to you. You just talk here. I'm going to go ahead and go in the other room.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi. You don't have to worry about teaching me about sex. I already know a lot. But my dad doesn't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and my girlfriend have already had sex.
Oh, yeah? How old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9? Oh, my God.
But she's 13, and she's kind of a slut. All my friends say that all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want me to ask you about? Like, or what are you going to teach me?
I don't know. I guess he doesn't think that you know anything about it. So he's just kind of freaked out and you know, being approached by those kind of questions normally kind of freaks me out, especially someone that's younger, but he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that you know.
How much do you know? Do you think I know more than you?
I'm 20 years old. You know,
have you ever done an angry dragon? It's awesome. Me and my friends do it. It's where immediately after you blow your load in a girl's mouth, you smack the back of her head and make it come out of her nose.
Why would you do that?
And but when she gets up, she'll look at you like an angry dragon.
That's
it's like
funny.
Out of the Lord of the Rings. It is funny.
That's not nice.
Me and my friends do it to my girlfriend. Like, my friend Tommy always hits her in the back of the head when she's done.
That's not nice.
What?
It's probably shouldn't be that.
Aww.
Yeah. Actually, you know, if you're going to have sex with your girlfriend, you probably
should be really rough.
Just you and her. Just you and her.
Tommy and Luke like to sit there and watch. They don't have girlfriends.
Oh, does she care that they are there watching?
Well, she doesn't really have a choice. She's a woman.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she does. And
that's
he's older
Tommy
than you.
But Tommy's 12, so he knows more.
Yeah, but Tommy's not a nice person at all.
Well, Luke is okay with it, too, and Luke is, he's 10, but he's Arabian. So he taught us this thing called the Arabian goggles, where when you get done having a blowjob, you put your balls on the girl's eye sockets. And she has to sit like that.
Okay.
Luke said that his mom does it, that his mom and his dad do it, and he watched them one time. Luke did.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're Arabian. So they have all these weird racist things that they do. It's great.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
It's not as weird as ball sacking, though.
I have no clue what that is.
Oh, he taught me about it. You take the Play-Doh and you put them in the shape of, like, balls, right? And you tell a girl, oh, look, I'm putting Play-Doh on your face. But really, it's your balls. And they never know because their eyes are closed.
No. And
he did it in school the other day. And Jenny didn't even know.
Oh, that's not nice.
Jenny's
I'll be more nice about it.
I don't want... Why should I be nice?
Why should you be nice? Because, remember, did she ever give you a blowjob?
All the time.
Well, if you're not nice to her, she's the one who's got the teeth.
No way, I already told you. You got an angry dragon and slap her in the back of the head. All the time.
Yeah, what happens if she bites your pants? What are you gonna do?
You break her fucking teeth out. That's what Tommy said.
No. How old are you? Are you sure you're 9 years old?
Yeah, I'm 9.
You're 9.
I'm in second grade.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what?
You actually sound like you're 15, 16.
I'm not 15.
Okay.
But thank you for the compliment.
Uh-huh, no problem.
Dad, she said I sound like I'm 15. That means she wants to fuck me, right?
Whoa, son. So what in the world? Andrea, I was sitting there kind of peeking through the door a little bit, trying to listen, and I heard him say blowjob. Is that the correct term we should be teaching my son?
I think your son knows about the birds and the bees, just saying.
What exactly do you mean?
I guess he and his friends have been experimenting with his girlfriend, who's like 13, and apparently he's 9.
They've been kissing, or what did he say to you?
That they have already had sex, and that they... I don't know, I feel like they just got
Lux, come here. Lux,
hello?
Come here.
Hello?
Is this true? Have you been having sex?
No, Daddy, I'm a good little boy. I just watched Scooby-Doo. This lady, she kept telling me that I should walk up to... You know my girlfriend, Jenny?
Yeah.
I gave her flowers. We don't do anything inappropriate, but this lady said that I should angry dragon her. And I thought it was something cool, like out of a video game.
What is an angry dragon? She said
after I blow my load in Jenny's mouth,
whoa,
I could hit her in the back of the head. And that sounds mean, and I don't want to hurt Jenny.
Andrea, What the hell do you think you're doing teaching my son about an angry dragon?
First of all, I don't even know what that was, and I think this is just a joke. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's a joke to sit and teach my kid sexual terms? It's a joke?
Oh, I don't know. He was telling me stuff about... He said the angry dragon. I've never heard about that. And then something about goggles or something. Something about a pillow. And then his one Arabian friend. I don't know.
I'm going to have
like
to...
Jenny,
I thought I could confide in you. I'm gonna have to turn your name over. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to. This is ridiculous. You shouldn't talk to children like that.
What?
I'm turning your name over. Your name and your number.
Dad?
I'm turning it over because nobody should talk to children like this. This is ridiculous.
Dad?
Yes, I didn't at all.
She said you told her to teach me about sex and that the best way for me to learn is to fill a sandwich bag with Crisco, and then she said to fuck it on the couch as if it were a woman. But I don't understand what that means.
I don't even know what that is. All right, that was a waste of my time. Thank you.
Yay! Oh, Lux, that was brilliant. That was... Wow.
Thank you.
That was the old school Lux that used to be on my show. I love it.
Yeah.
Hi, clock. Yes, the clock. Oh. The clock is on tonight. Wow.
God, she said I was 15.
Dude.
I'm insecure now, because I don't sound like a little kid.
Well, dude, that was amazing. A couple of those terms you were using blew my mind. So that was
fucking
good.
Fucking Lux is running around raw dogging 13-year-olds, knocking them up and shit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's a serial fornicator.
She seemed to have a real problem with Tommy and Luke watching.
Like, they don't have girlfriends, like, you said. He justified it by
saying. She didn't even care about the whole, like, you're getting blowjobs at 9. She's like, are you sure your friend should be watching?
Oh my god, that was impressive. I enjoyed that one. That was pretty good.
I want to do the, I want to ask about the dog in the bathtub one next.
Okay. All right. Ken, you want to be in as dad or something?
What?
You want to be in as the dad or something?
Sure.
Okay. You or Ryan. Should we look for another young person or is this, because we have, do we want a male or female? We have plenty of both.
I guess we could do a guy that might, okay. I don't know.
Let's try it. His name is Link, and he's a PhD student. So,
oh, fucking
if man. I remember, is PhD like psychology? Is that what that kind of?
Can be.
Okay.
It's a very wide, like, degree.
Okay. Yeah. So his name is Link. You know, like Zelda's boyfriend. So, all right, you and Ken.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? And is Link available?
This is Link.
How you doing, Link? This is Ryan Tolkien. You responded to my ad on Craigslist about possibly having a little talk with my son about the birds and bees.
Oh, yes.
I was just trying to touch base with you. It's, you know, this is my first child, and I'm a little nervous about this talk. I've been dreading it for years. And
yeah, well, I mean, you had to do it to make him, though, right?
You know, right. But, you know, to try to bring it down to his level, you know, I just don't know. Actually, he's 13.
Oh, okay.
And,
so are you sure he doesn't know about it yet, or you just want to...
I think he probably knows maybe what he saw on TV. He leads a pretty sheltered life. He's pretty antisocial.
Okay.
And so, you know, he pretty much keeps to himself a lot of, you know, video game playing, that type of thing.
Yeah. My son likes video games, too. We play all the time if I let him.
Yeah, they have some of these characters, they try to sexualize them on the games and stuff, but I think that's the, as far as, you know, his experiences.
Oh, okay.
You know, Lux actually, my son, his name is Lux, he actually thinks it's a sin to look at his own private parts. So, like, he made me take the mirrors out of his own private bathroom. And, I mean, he's...
Is he religious?
No, that's the thing. I have no idea where he got this. I think it might be the kids that he does interact with at school, or possibly some of his teachers. But I don't think he shouldn't be picking that up. It's a public school. They shouldn't be discussing that type of stuff.
Discussing what, like
what's a sin? You know, they're trying. I don't know where he's getting this idea that looking at his own private parts is a sin, and you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he wears a bathing suit when he showers.
Wow!
Yeah, it's I don't know what's going on with him, but I'd greatly appreciate it if you could maybe just have a little talk with him, and I'll slide off into the other room and let him have a little bit of privacy.
Okay, you don't want to be in the room.
if he's too uncomfortable, I'm sure he'll. He'll okay. Just get a hold of me here. Give me a second. It box.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Is your dad there?
Dad. Hello, Dad. Can you come here? Why do you want my dad?
Oh, hold on a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I just want to talk to your dad for a second, sorry.
Dad! He wants to talk to you for a second. Dad left. He went to get some beer or something.
That's okay, I want to ask him something.
You're supposed to teach me stuff. My dad said that you were going to teach me things. Because
I going to go over there in person. So that's what I was. I meant right now. I got a little baby here. I got to go check up on. So let me go in the other room, make sure she's all right. Do you have a wireless phone?
Yeah. Does your baby have sex?
What? No.
No. See,
no.
I told my dad sex was bad. I told him. He won't stop pressuring me though.
What are you talking about?
My dad keeps telling me that I need to have sex.
He's telling you what?
And that babies have sex, and that girls have sex, and boys have sex, and everyone, they all have sex. But my dad is wrong.
Okay, all right. I'm a little confused about this. Is this some sort of a prank call, or
no,
where are you located?
He told me that you were going to tell me about sex, and that sex is okay. But all you've proven to me is that sex isn't okay.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't said anything yet. Babies don't have sex.
You said that your babies don't have sex.
They're not supposed to have sex.
Why not?
Babies.
Why can't
they? All right. Hey, you know what? I think if I were going to do this, I would need to do this in person. Is your dad available?
Do dogs have sex?
Hey, wait a minute. What's all the fucking noise and screaming going on over here?
Babies can't have sex.
Well, they're not supposed to have sex. I mean, what do you...
Okay, hold on a second. I don't know. He started asking about babies. I told him I had to go to the other room and see if my baby was okay. I didn't know that you wanted me to talk on the phone. I thought you wanted me to go over there because I said I had to go in the other room and check on my child, and then he was asking those questions. So, yeah, I don't know.
Is that true, Lux? Is that what you were asking him?
Well, I told him I wanted to go check on my baby. That's all I said.
I asked if babies have sex. You said that it's okay, Dad, to have sex. And you said it's okay to jizz on people's faces while they sleep.
Maybe you don't understand what sex is. That's okay. Just a little misunderstanding there. That sex is something for grown-ups.
Can you explain this note that Riley just wrote down for me? You wanted him to describe his private parts to you?
No.
What kind of fucking pervert are you? I've heard about people like you on Craigslist.
Okay, this is a prank call. I don't know what you're up to.
This ain't no prank call, buddy.
This is weird. Hey, I have your information. I did not say that. He didn't say that. I think you said that.
He just handed me a little note. He didn't want me to tell you, but we got to address this. You're sitting there wanting to know what his private part is. You're asking how big his pubic patch is.
He said he wants to come over.
Hold on a minute. I got your caller ID. I mean, you called me, and I got your caller ID information. And this sounds like, I don't know if it's a very healthy family situation that you're creating here, but Anyway,
oh, so wait a minute. Now you're trying to turn this around. You asked to come over and shit. And now I'm the bad parent.
Listen,
sir,
nobody said anything. Excuse me, young man. And nobody said anything about the size of anybody's anything. Okay, I was talking with him. He did not say that. You brought that up. That's why.
Lux, keep him talking. I'm activating the Instatrace 4000. I'm tracing.
Okay, well, whatever. But I didn't say anything gross to your son. I just said I needed to talk to your dad. That's what I said. I needed to check on my kid. That's all I said.
Shut up, or I'll throw Legos at you. I have a question. Okay? My dad's always telling me this term about flooding the cave. And one of my friends in school said that's when a guy pees in a woman's butt. Is that true?
I have never heard of that, and that's not normal activity, and that's pretty gross, and that's probably some kid with a dirty mind making a joke. I don't know if anybody's ever thought of that.
You telling me that my kid's got a dirty mind, you son of a bitch?
No, I did not.
I heard you sit there and try to tell him how a blumpkin works.
The kid at school who said that to him probably got it from somebody who was making a joke.
Yeah, this guy said he wanted to flood my cave.
What the fuck?
That's what this guy just said.
Okay, you don't. If somebody tells you that, that's very rude, and you don't. I mean, that's pretty. That's just a disgusting thing to say.
Then why'd you say it, sir?
Sex is for marriage. That's something a husband and a wife do, and it makes babies.
What about gay guys?
Remember what I told you about prison too. It's for prison.
Wait, can you have babies in prison?
No, men and women make babies.
I want a prison baby.
Tell them about throat babies, Lux.
Okay. You might want to go to a pastor or a psychologist about this.
You're trying to say my kid's fucking crazy?
I didn't say anything like that, but I just said you might want to go for some... Okay, if you want me to explain something...
Your child might be a fucking mongoloid then. How about that, pal? You want to start throwing insults at him?
I haven't insulted anybody when I say that. I'm just saying, this is some things you might want to go do, okay? Hey, quit reading into what I'm saying. If you want me to talk to your son, that's okay. If you don't, talk to somebody. It's not in a sexual related area. I'm not done with it either. I'm in graduate school for management. So anyway,
so you're not even smart. You got a
PhD in management.
Is this some sort of comedy routine? But what I don't get is why you would involve a child in this kind of a telephone call. I mean, this is like a very elaborate prank call.
There's another term I want to know about.
This is really weird. Are you just on the radio or something? I mean, what's going on?
We're not the radio. I have another thing to ask you about. What's kick fucking?
What?
What's kick fucking?
My dad always says that he's going to kick fucking. I could guess at what that means. Okay, I could guess at what that means, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if we should take any more advice from this guy. He sounds like one of those guys who's gay for pay.
Hey, I think this is an elaborate crank phone call. And if you record it, you don't have my permission to play it on the radio or whatever. But I don't know. Maybe you got somebody that just sounds really young. But I don't think it's appropriate to involve a child in this type of prank phone call. If this is your son, I think you need to teach him to listen to you when you talk and not throw Legos and not, accuse and not bring up strange sexual topics that he hasn't even mentioned and accuse people of it. So, that's why I mentioned the psychologist or the pastor. Maybe you can get,
I'm going to be a real father. I'm going to bring some prostitutes over and teach him proper.
No, that's pretty disgusting. I hope you don't do that. That's not appropriate for little kids. You know, if you have sex, it can produce babies. If they do, regular sex can produce babies.
What
you do that
gay?
When you are
do
married
you
and able
babies?
To take care of the kids. That's,
you produce
that's
gabies?
What it's for. What?
How do you make gabies? Do you touch penises? If a guy puts a penis in a butt, do you make a gay baby?
What? There's no gay babies. Men don't have babies with men. Women don't have babies with women.
Then how do gaybies exist? Why are there gay people? If there's no gaybies, why are there gay people?
That's a good question. Then why should they be doing that kind of stuff? That's the question. That's the big ethical question. What's the point?
Mr. Lux, when you talk to this guy from now on, just refer to him as Dick Lips. Don't even call him Link.
Hey.
Okay.
This is so, okay. Anyway, I think maybe you've got an uncle who's a little less verbally abusive you could talk with.
Hey, Dick Lips, why do you talk so much?
All right, this is just weird. Anyway, if you want to do a crank call, I mean, you shouldn't involve your kids in
What's
it
a crank
for this
call?
Kind of. If this is not a prank phone call, sir, I mean, you may
hey,
need to get some help. I'm
kind
of concerned for your
me?
Child. I'm not
why
mean to you.
You
I was talking
me?
To your dad.
Yeah, I'm the second coming of Jesus. You will address me as your supreme ruler and overlord.
This is enough. This is just really weird. I'm not usually doing the crank phone call things. I feel bad for the child that's involved in this situation.
Listen, guy. I want to apologize. I suck your dick.
And then you'll make a gaby.
Throat babies.
Ching.
Yeah, lost him.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. I was in fucking tears. Hey, Dashy. Wow. You guys are fucking
Hello?
Kidding.
Hello?
Hey, is that Dashy? Hi, Dashy. Can you hear me?
We heard Dashy yell, hello, for like a second.
Yeah, he said the Skype screwed up. Holy shit, dude. That was awesome. I typed in the chat room so many times. Why is this guy still on the phone? he was covering all of his bases, telling us that we didn't have permission to use it, and we shouldn't be using our kids for prank phone calls. And if this isn't a prank phone call, then we should be nicer to our kids.
I liked how when we started accusing him of shit, he's like, well, "I have your caller ID info," and I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!"
And then when he made that fucking statement, he made that fucking statement from. Lux, from now on, don't even call him by his name. Call him Dick Lips.
Dick Lips, why do you talk
dude,
so much?
Dude, I... Wow, that was a very uplifting call.
See, I did that to a guy at Blog Talk Radio the other night. Me and Sloth were fucking with some guy's show. Mm-hmm. And he kept acting tough. And, like, would get into an argument with Sloth. The Sloth was fucking, like, just beating him down. Well, the fucker would mute him. And then continue on, see, he shut up, I got him, and all this stuff. So when I called next, I'm like, you know, in regards to that last caller, he probably would have answered your question there if you shut your mouth, Dick Lips. Yeah. And he got a little butthurt over it.
Dude, fucking, holy shit. That was a brilliant call. It just... It was funny too when he said this is an extremely elaborate prank, and I went thanks guy. I typed in the chat room. Thanks, I thought so too. So that was really good. So good job you two. That was great.
I found it kind of fucked up though when he I thought I was coming over.
Yeah, that threw me for a second.
Cactus Smoke says great call to end the show on. Yep, we'll just wrap it up.
As soon as he was like. I thought I was coming over. I could have followed that up with, I thought I was coming over. I want to play a game. Shit like that. I thought that was coming down the line.
So, I'm going to do this next one. This guy's name is Adam. He said, I think I'm very qualified for this job. I'm college educated, have experience in talking... and relating with young kids. I coach high school lacrosse and know how to speak with teenagers. Contact me, blah, 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 blah. The thing is his picture, and he's all, like, postured up. And okay, so I'm going to call this guy, and I'm gonna try something. We'll see if it works. I don't know. Do, 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 do. All right. Alright. I don't know. Maybe it'll work.
Thank you. Hello. You've reached Adam Gordon's cell phone. I am unable to take your...
I'll call him right back. I want him to answer.
Hey, Angie, just a qualifying question for this guy. How big's your dick, bro?
Hello, you've reached Adam Gordon's cell phone.
I gotta try him later, just because I have him so set up for a fucking prank based on the information that he said to me. I'm gonna Chris Hansen his ass.
Yes.
I'm so gonna Chris Hansen him. Okay, so now we get Link and we gotta call that other guy back. Fucking Link, why didn't that guy hang up? I don't understand why he didn't just hang up. He knew, you know, or deep down he kind of had a really good feeling that it was just an elaborate prank, right? But why wouldn't he just hang up? Why would he keep getting abused and questions thrown at him?
Why would you involve your young son in these pranks?
We didn't. Somebody else's young son. It's easier on my conscience when it's not my own. fucking people. Okay. Alright, let's see.
The room wants us to call Link back and get him to repent for his sins.
We got enough. I think we got...
Can you Chris Hansen him?
No, we'll move on. There's plenty of people.
Right. I have an idea for whatever call I do next. Let's sit back.
Hector, I would love to talk to your son about life and everything else his dad gave... He says... Alright, so here's... This one could be good. This guy's name's Hector. He says, I'd love to talk to your son about life and everything else. My dad gave me the talk while we were at the arcade. Okay. So his dad brought him to a fucking, you know, a Ninja Turtles game. He sat in there, played Ninja Turtles.
No, he took him to Miss Pac-Man. Said, you see that? She swallows. That's a good woman right there.
You see, the reason Mario is spending so many hours chasing after the princess is to get some. That kind of thing.
Okay.
Or the fact that, you know, Sonya is actually getting sex after the end of the fight.
Alright, hold on. Okay. You know, I'm gonna call Nicole. I'm gonna call her and I'm gonna try to get in one. We'll keep passing it around though, because right now we got a pretty solid crew, man. You guys have been tearing it up, which is good for me because it puts me in a much better mood.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Close one. Let's see. Move on to Shelly. Hi, Shelly. Hi, Shelly. I love this idea when I got it, when it came to me like Tuesday, I think. And so far it's panned out pretty good.
Internet extension 1746 is unavailable.
Really? That was bizarre, wasn't it? Alright. So we'll blow that one right out of there, because that one's just weird or broken. I don't know. We'll call Lexi. Wait. Blake, Holly. Harmony. Amber. She's 18. And she had sent along some pictures of books that she has about sex. And not the kind that you'd like to look at.
I wanted pictures of boobies if she's 18. Boobies.
Boobies.
That's like your word.
Hello, this is Amber Payne. I'm not currently here at the moment, but I can call you back as soon as possible.
I'll try it one more time.
That's like a rite of passage. You turn 18, the boobies got to come out because they're legal boobies at that point.
Hello, this is Amber Payne.
I Okay, so she's not going to answer.
I want boobies if she's not 18. Is that okay?
No, right. It gets us in jail.
I think that's okay for him, but not for us.
Yeah, in some states.
Actually, it's not okay for me. It's still child porn. How shitty is that?
I know, that's what I was saying. In some states, they would treat you really bad over it, no matter what.
It's terrible.
I can see blogs like auditioning girlfriends. I'm going to need you to jump up and down very rapidly for a minute.
Okay, let me...
You qualify.
Is this girl not in the United States? Huh. Because it said not enough Skype credits, which I should have because it read up today. What? And first of all, I should need to, you know what I mean, have Skype credits. Let's call this one and see.
Left track, that would be perfect. BMX is dead.
Jesus. You're telling me. I wonder if he's around.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-5.
We're going to call her back because I think she pushed a button. Well, the first two went good. Maybe we should have ended.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Harmony.
This is Harmony.
Hi, Harmony. This is Ryan. You had responded to my Craigslist ad I'd posted. I was looking for somebody to help me with my son and kind of, you know, the talk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is this, you know, you're still interested? It sounded like it because I was a pretty excited, yeah? So I'm assuming.
That's really funny that you called me. Yeah, but I'm actually still in L.A., so let me know what you're... Because I'm very comfortable. Very open.
So you don't really have, you know, too much problems going down many, many details, you know, any kind of things that he might need to learn?
No, definitely not.
Okay, because that's where I'm nervous, because as his father, I cannot teach him these things. You know, because I'm his father, and that's just wrong, you know, so...
You're the father. You shouldn't be, like, shy or... you shouldn't feel awkward. That's your dog.
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you in any way because, you know, everybody kind of goes by the beat of their own drum, and I respect that, but...
Yes.
I personally feel it's wrong if I did anything sexual with my son, so... You know, that's why I need you.
To help, like, just teach him about sex education?
Yeah, well, you know, just sex in general, you know. Do whatever it is that, you know, you people, and I respect your profession and everything, but what you do to help him learn. So he...
Oh my God! Are you saying that I have to physically teach him sex? I mean, I'm not... I thought it was just education, like, talk to him about it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you misunderstood my ad then. Yeah, no. I mean, he knows about sex. I mean, he knows what porn is and stuff. He can learn everything he can from the internet. He needs the help of, you know, a woman of the night like you to really get him there.
This love is going to come over and teach me.
Yeah, and so, I mean, the $500 still stands, and if you need more, I can do it. You sound like somebody who could really teach my son something, so...
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I think I just misunderstood your message. I thought you meant, like, talk to him about sex education. I didn't, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Why would I pay $500 for that? That doesn't make any sense if I paid you $500 for that, does it? I mean, I can talk to him. Me and him watch porn together. I'm not afraid to talk to him about it. I'm just not going to touch his penis. I need to pay somebody else to do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Are you not a hooker, or are you just kind of a shy hooker? I'm a little bit confused.
I'm really not up to that. I'm sorry. I did not know it was something like that.
Okay.
That is the lightest on the phone.
Yeah, this is my son. His name is Kenneth, and Ken, if this was the hooker that was going to buy you, but it sounds like she's not going to be too into you.
I'll just the one go touch my Franks and Beans?
Yes.
No, go.
Damn it.
Jesus.
call her back.
Oh, man. Her slow realization that you were treating her like a hooker was the best.
when he's like, you people. And I'm like, I'm in chat. What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, well, I mean, like...
Mystically is accusing me of trying not to bust my gut. I wasn't busting my gut. I wasn't even close. I knew where I was going with that one. I bust my gut the first time I thought of that one, but this time I knew... What I was trying to do is slowly work her into understanding that I was trying to buy her services. All right, so do we move on?
I want to call her back. Just act like I got a hold of the phone.
Yeah, Harmony, listen... I'm playing with it.
Look about the Waffle House.
I want to do you in the dumpster.
We'll go down the Waffle House and you jerk me off under the table.
All right. Here you go. She probably won't answer, but here you go.
Fox the beans.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice
message. Go figure, right?
Yeah, that was definitely the fuck you button.
7, 8.
Boo!
The clock.
And the clock saves the day.
Yep. We made it in just under the clock.
Ooh, so Mr. Hillock is in the chat.
That was pretty good, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed that one. That was one of my ideas.
I guess there's a sexual thing called the Jedi mind trick.
Yes.
Having sex with your partner, you repeatedly shout like things. Like, I'm not.
There is another one called Bronco. I think I did this one before, where it was called Riding the Bronco, and it's where. What was it? It was something about. You put it in her from behind, and you start calling her another name while you hold on to her hair. And why she tries to pull away, you just keep trying to stay on the horse or something like that.
Yes, you like the feel, the riding a desperate bronco.
Yeah, dude, it was so, when I read that one, and I did it, I don't know, a couple months ago or whatever, you know, or some other prank, that one was fucking hilarious. Alright, so, I can blow that one out, talk to her like she's a hooker.
Yeah, the Bullwinkle's like that, too.
Anybody want to, because I have one here for trying to get your son to learn proper glory hole etiquette. Anybody? Okay, we'll pass on that one.
What? Sorry. I'm reading these terms, it's great.
You want to do that one?
Like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said about it, but I'm sure you could say it again.
No. I was just saying, you want to do yours. You want to do that one?
Yeah.
The weird
terms. There's still one I want to do, yeah. All
right. This is Mary. She runs a dance class for kids, so she'll probably be really into all your sexual terms. I say that with no certainty.
Yeah.
Fucking Harmony. What? No. What you thought? Yes.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Mary.
Yes, who's this, please?
This is Ryan. You responded to my Craigslist ad that I had posted. I was having some issues with communicating to my son about the birds and the bees.
Oh, right. Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm still looking for somebody. I've had a couple of people who haven't worked out too well, interviewing process-wise. So if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind maybe talking to you for a minute.
Okay. How long might this take?
Oh, just a couple of minutes. I mean.
Okay. Oh, okay. Good.
I mean, it says here you worked with kids, so you can probably speak to their level pretty good, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, have you ever had to have, the sex talk with, pubescent teens before?
No, I don't have children, but I mean, I've actually taught dance to kids a lot, and so
okay.
I feel like, you know, I could do it, but no, specifically no, I haven't.
Okay, that's not a bad thing. You still sound very nice, so I think this could work. Lux?
Hello.
Hi, this is Mary. She's the one who's going to talk to you, okay? Thanks.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
So my dad doesn't know, but I actually know quite a bit about sex. He just left the room. See, I'm 14 now, and, you know, obviously I have the internet in this day and age. My real problem is I agreed to do this because I wanted to know kind of how I can come out to my dad about being gay. Like, he doesn't know. And I thought maybe you could tell me.
He can't hear you?
He's in a different room. I don't know how to tell him that I like men. Does that make sense?
No offense.
I know a lot about sex. Like, me and my... We have sex all the time.
No offense, but is this real? Or is this some sort of a weird Craigslist thing?
No, it's real. Why are you insulting me? I'm just trying to ask for
advice. No, I'm not insulting you. I've had people sometimes put these ads on Craigslist and then, you know. I said no offense, but I mean, you know.
Okay. That makes it not offensive. It's just like, I don't know how to come out to my dad, and I mean, I know a lot about sex. It's not that. I was hoping you could tell me how to tell him that I know about sex and that I'm homosexual. That I'm of the gay persuasion. That I like to have penises in my butt. Hello?
She's gone. Everybody in the chat room kind of said the same thing when she says, I've had these weird Craigslist things. Wait, have we talked to her before?
Yeah, I thought that for a second, too.
Yeah. Really, what kind of weird things? Because we'd like to see where you repeated at.
I don't know, I'm not good at doing things.
Thank you, Mr. Hillick. Hey, Mr. Hillick, would you like to be on as somebody's dad? If you would like to be on as somebody's dad, I wouldn't mind having you on as either your mongoloid son, Dwight. I love the idea of referring to your special ed or mentally retarded or whatever you refer to people who have different type of disabilities as your mongoloid. that's a good dad. So we could do that. Oh, jeez. Let's see. Matt, if you want to be on, let me just hit me with a message or something, or just call in. I'd like to have Matt on. He hasn't been on my show in a while, and I enjoy Matt's company. Let's see. That was good. She was really not into it, and she was trying to get out of it really quick, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think she just hates homosexuals.
Yeah, I took that. I thought that too. Get out of here, cat. Fucking cat's grabbing at my mouse cord. Get out of here.
Call your cat Dick Lips. It'll go away.
Get out of here, Dick Lips. Go, cat.
I didn't get to ask her how to explain to you that I like banana shopping. Me and my friends do it all the time, where we walk around in like food places and grab men's penises. And
suck. Cats. My fucking cat's all super playful. It's grabbing all my wires. Ugh, asshole. Let's. Here's Blake. He's 21 and he's educated on all things sex. He literally used the term "educated on all things sex." And his name's Blake, so this should work out. So I'm thinking we will. Hey, how about this kid or Dwight? We're his dads, and we need Blake.
Yes,
we need Blake. We need Blake to explain some things. You know, be like, so Blake, tell him about what a stranger is. You know, because he doesn't know much about masturbation. You know, like when you sit on your arm and. What do you think? Dwight? Oh, Dwight's gone. Where'd Dwight go?
Oh, that sucks. I don't know. Another idea with that is that, like, I don't understand gay sex, so I hate you both. And he has to, like, make gay sex sound okay.
That'd be quite the challenge. Like, he has to make, like, a kid like gay sex. In, like, the weirdest way.
Must be an internet issue? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dashie. Dashie's watching. Ah, wait, look, dude's... Somebody's calling. There's a name. Nigger Smells? Alright, let's see who this is. You're on the air, caller.
This is the Field Negro Rapist.
What happened?
Oh my god.
Fuck it.
I was just glad it was you and not somebody horrible. Oh, now he's gone. So what's going on? So now he's going to change his name back and come back? Or change it to something else and come back? I don't know. But I want to do the two dads thing and really try to get... So Blake, with a name like Blake, you definitely into men. Blake, you a top or a bottom? Come on, Dwight. There he is. All right. Call in, Dwight. Smelly jerk. What did Matt ever say? Did he say he'd want to come in?
Oh, no. He said, not right now.
Okay. If you want to come later, Matt, I think you would fit in. Or, ooh.
Yeah.
Matt would really fit in for some roommate calls.
he would.
I think he's, saving up for him and Murdoch's fun time. That's gonna happen.
What, today?
His next show. Murdoch, old school PLA?
I know who Murdoch is.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know him, but, you know, I know who he is from the old calls. Yeah.
What about Dwight's fun time?
You don't get fun time anymore. Not after that incident at the preschool.
All right, Dwight, we're gonna call him. We're gonna be the dads, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And we're gonna be this guy. God damn it! You know what? I gotta get some more water. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
So talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
The topic is Tijuana. Talk amongst yourselves.
Donkey shows. I had to say it before my turn.
Mm-hmm. I saw the panda show. We actually called this guy at a hotel last night during science, and we got through to his room, and he actually said that his company was paying for him to stay there. He's with the horse shows. Wow. So we're like, what? You're with the horses? He's like, yeah, the company with the horses, they're paying for it. So we're like, and so I was like, sir, the horses are not going to pay for your room and all this shit. And we started accusing him of bringing the horses into the room. Like, we have eyewitnesses that said they saw you bring three horses into your room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm back.
Then we called the room right next door. It was some black lady. I was like, yeah, I'm in 105. What the fuck is your problem? Who do you think you are, bitch? So I'm sure he had a late night visitor.
Alright, so we're going to call Blake.
Fuck you, Blake.
And no, we're going to call Blake as we're Lux's two dads, and with a name like Blake, you know, we'll be like, Blake, so you a top or you a bottom? We'll just keep insisting that he's gay, and he needs to teach our son to be gay. You know about all things sex. You know about gay sex.
Blake's gay for pay.
You know it.
Name like plot Blake, there's no way you're straight.
Dash it, but plot twist, Blake is gay.
Your call has been forwarded.
Try one more time. We're gonna beat the straight out of you, Lux.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Blake.
Yes, this is Blake.
Hi, Blake. This is Ryan. You responded to my Craigslist ad I posted in regards to. Kind of trying to help teach my son, you know, about the birds and the bees.
Oh, of course. Hi, how are you?
Good, perfect. There's three of us on the phone. There's me, I'm Ryan, and then there's my son Lux and my son Lux's other dad, Dwight.
Hello.
So
hi,
just,
how are you?
Good. We just wanted to kind of talk to you just to, you know, feel you out and make sure, you know, that you'd be good for this.
Of course. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. Dwight? Darling?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. So we got Blake on, and Blake is somebody who has experience with.
This ain't that pervert from last time. This is that new guy, right?
Yeah. In your own words, Blake, you said you were educated on all things sex. Is that correct?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, what is the extent of your education?
Well, I've done the regular schooling, and then I also volunteered at clinics here in Los Angeles. You know, just to kind of, when I first moved out here, when I was first 18, just to kind of get my hands.
Perfect.
So I worked in entertainment production now, but it was a good way for me to introduce myself to everything. And so I learned a lot of things about treatments, prevention, where to go in case something does happen.
Heaven's bells, you must be a gift sent upon us, because this is exactly what we're looking for. See, here's the problem. Is our son, Lux, he is straight, or he claims. We do not believe this, and we've tried many, many things into getting him into the lifestyle we prefer to bring him up in.
Right.
The homosexual lifestyle, because we believe it's the right way. How do you think would be the best way of, you know, getting the straight out of him?
Well, I personally think that the more that you try to get somebody to do something, especially when they're of a younger age, and I just know this from personal experience, they tend to go the other way. And so my whole thing is just giving people the tools and everything that they need to know, and then just kind of letting them do whatever it is that they have to do. And then if you really believe, then
they'll
definitely come around.
I mean, Dwight, I told you, Dwight, beating the straight out of him is not something we can do.
So maybe this is my philosophy is
you know, because we adopted him, and if we can't get him to turn, I'm gonna consider it damaged goods, and I'm sending back to Tijuana.
Yeah, he is our adopted son, obviously.
I'm a little more aggressive. I have these ideals, and you know, I didn't ask for no a fucking straight kid or anything.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but I think there's, based on Blake's advice, which is if we push him one way, he's likely to go the other. I think in this case, then, if that's the case, and we should probably be maybe getting him women or paying for women, and then as these women try to have sex with him, it will push him over to gay. Correct, Blake?
Yeah, totally. Or you could just let him. Or you just not pay for women to let them go out there on his own, because women are difficult in general. You know what I'm saying? You might realize what it really is.
No,
I go out.
You're not telling me anything new, my sweetie over there. Yeah, he acts like a real bitch most nights.
No,
always all prissy and all that.
Here's the thing, Blake. I'm okay with him being a top, a bottom, or even versatile. But what I can't, what we don't want is a straight son. It will clash with everything we have going on. He'll wear clothes that won't match the sofa, and we're just going to have issues that aren't going to work out. So we really need to, and like I said, I don't care what, I mean, he could be more like me, you know, more of the softer type, or he could be like his dad Dwight, who's a very aggressive top.
Well, it's gonna destroy our social status in the gay community. You know, what's it gonna look like? You know, two gay guys with a straight kid. You know,
it's gonna
be a mockery of us.
They're gonna laugh at us. And what Lux doesn't understand is his life is going to be so hard growing up in a gay community, being straight.
Right.
So, you know, I'll no longer be allowed in Starbucks. They'll kick me out of there. You know, they ridicule.
Well,
they're actually pretty aggressive over at this chapter that we're involved in. I don't think it'd be outside the realm that we might get one of their blanket parties, and you don't want those.
Well, I'm gonna help it any way I can.
Okay.
Hey, Papa. Padre. Yes. Can I get the grilled cheese sandwich, please?
No.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Yes, because you are straight. We do not feed the straight in our house.
But, Papa, I'm hungry. I'm hungry, Papa.
Go to your room.
Okay, Papa, I'm sorry.
Yes, you're going to upset your father, Dwight.
Keep this up, I swear to God. I'm going to put you out back on the corner and let them booty thugs get a hold of you.
Now, Dwight.
I actually just got some dinner, so I'm going to go ahead and eat this. Feel free to call me anytime, and we'll just resume.
I just came back, and I heard this man talk about food. Why he get food? I want food.
Sorry.
Why he get food?
Lux.
Why you get food? I don't.
Because he's gay.
It's because we're paying him $500 to turn you gay, you straight bastard.
And he.
Oh, Blake! You didn't want to play anymore.
No, but he said call back anytime, so yeah, we can officially harass this guy now, right?
Yeah, he told us to call.
Yeah, it's totally.
We're starving. Okay. That's reverse hate crime.
Yeah, no, we took my son is gay and it's good. What are we gonna do about this? You know, and we so turned it the other way. That was brilliant.
This is fucking damaged goods. I'm sending back to Tijuana.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I said his dad's, and I don't care if he's a top, a bottom, or a versatile. His father Dwight is a very aggressive top, and I should have said, and I'm a power bottom.
I think Carlito came into the show like midstream. He's like, well, that's something you don't hear every day,
Mr. Carlito. Mr. Carlito, you have missed a pretty decent show so far. The ideas were pretty good so far. I have to say I haven't been this confident an hour into the show in a long time.
Yeah, we're calling people that are trying to teach Lexington, our son, sex ed.
Yes. All right. What's our next one?
Also, can you guys not say I'm from Tijuana? I'm a shitty Mexican.
I don't know if we'll do another game. A shitty Mexican? He's a shitty Mexican, but we tell everybody he's from Tijuana. No, dude. Let's move on. I'm going to try to call Adam back. The guy I want to Hanson. Just to see.
Yeah.
I want to see if he'll answer. If he doesn't, then I'll probably give up on his number. But
okay, Papa.
Alright, now leave this one just to me.
Hello. You've reached Adam Gordon's cell phone. I am unable.
I'm so ready to be Chris Hansen on this guy. But and no, none of the other ones I did take notes on, because this guy, just like Chris Hansen, I was going to read back what he said.
You've reached Adam's cell phone. I am a power bottom. Leave a message.
All right. Now the question, do you want to keep rolling on a few more of these, and then we'll move on to roommates?
Roommates will be fun.
Oh, I got so many ideas for roommates, dude. I got like 12 ideas.
I tend to make a lot of noise in my room. You might want to ignore that.
And it's funny that Carlito goes, never well, this walk is something in. You don't hear every day. He jumps into us going, and Ken is an aggressive top. And there's so many ways I could have improved that too, like an over-aggressive power top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dwight has a lot of guests at random times of the night.
All right, who wants to call Lexi? And what's where are we going to go with this one? We're kind of
I think we just let Lux talk her out of her panties.
All right. This time, Lux, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you. I'm going to hurry up throw her off onto you again, just like I did before, because it doesn't give them time to ask about the money. It works pretty good when I just say, "Okay, I know I'm going to get out of the room for this," and just throw them over to you. So.
All right.
Here we go. And so far, brilliant, Lux. You haven't been on much lately. I miss you, because this is awesome.
Yeah. I'll try being around more often.
Yeah, you're like 16. So, live your life.
Yeah, I have a life.
Yes. When I'm an old man and then you have children, we can hang out then. my children have children and you have children? Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up.
Oh, sorry, I bailed on that one before. That never works anyways, does it?
Oh, it does. Call back. Call back.
Really? Okay.
Call back.
I'm trying.
Do it.
Oh, there's their number. It's there. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now. Yeah, now tell them about your boobs. That'd be a funny one, too. It wouldn't last long.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that hasn't been set up yet. Goodbye.
Bitch. They must have closed that up.
Yeah.
Because I used to be able to, like, that exact one every fucking time it would go through.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
Are we trying Nicole yet? Yeah, we did. Let me see. Holly, Shannon.
I don't think we've tried Holly.
Let's try Shannon, because I know we didn't try her, because, she thinks it'd be more comfortable through Skype or via Skype. Yeah, you're right about that, lady.
I bet she's gonna whip her fucking titties out right over Skype.
It's funny that when she said that in her email, I was like, I think this would be more comfortable via Skype.
She wants to do it over Skype. That means she's an attention whore. Look at me.
The Ring 2 subscriber you are calling is not available to take your call right now. What? Please leave a message after the tone.
What?
Nice voicemail.
What? Did you say we didn't think we tried Holly yet?
Not that I recall.
I gotta remember my pattern of, yes, we tried that one, that means it's italicized. If we tried it and they were worth calling back, italicized and underlined. I got to like these patterns and I've been forgetting what they are, so it's all fucked up.
Hey, really fast.
Yes.
Clay, can you kick Lux? Please? Oh, that I'm Luxy right now, because, yeah.
Oh, because somebody's in as your name?
Well, I mean, my client thing did, like, this weird restart thing, and now I'm Luxy, and Lux is still in there.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, all their new security stuff seems to be, I wouldn't say glitchy, but it makes it a little less easy to go in and out on stuff.
Yeah. Who's this, Holly the Whore?
Yeah, hold on. Yes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
We're calling her back. She's going to go, it's an emergency now. It's been like 4 good calls, I'd say, so far. Clever ones. Why isn't this one ringing? Try it again. Come on, jerks. There we go. Yay! If we have to, we'll move on to some other dudes.
Fucking Clay.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Alright, moving on to, let's see, Reese, Tanner, Cody, Iris, Julian is probably a dude, right? Did we try Hector, the video game one?
I have an ex-girlfriend named Julian.
Yeah.
She tries to feminize it by calling herself Julianne, but it's Julian.
Julian. Whenever I see Julian, I think of the dude from Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
Damn. Shut up, Ricky. Shut up, Ricky. They're actually coming out with a new season. It's going to come out on Netflix. And a new movie. And they're all old now. But they're probably still funny. Hopefully this season's good. The movies are so-and-so because I think it makes a better short story, kind of their little adventures.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Because the movies are okay, but the show was fucking brilliant. You know, the 20 minutes or 22 minutes, whatever it is, of their insanity, yeah. whatever it was. They usually, for a season, they had some kind of central theme around everything. And so it was brilliant, and so hopefully they still have that, and it's still working for them.
Yeah.
And they should be funnier than they used to be, because they've been together now for, you know, like, since 99 is when they first made their black and white movie. So they've been together that long, and they've performed on stage and done variety shows. So now the writing should be fucking brilliant, because they, you know, the recipe's there. They, you know.
Yeah, and if Netflix is doing it, Netflix originals are kind of my favorite thing. Like, they're the future.
It is so kind of cool that lower budget, fly under the radar stuff can go there now.
Yeah. And I mean, like, nothing that Netflix has made so far has been bad, like, either. Like, even production stuff, like, it's really good.
Yeah.
So, why HBO when you can just Netflix original? Like, it's the future. It'll happen.
Yeah,
Netflix. It's like Orange is the New Black and House of Cards and, I mean, just everything. That last season of Arrested Development.
Yeah. Netflix is pretty smart for getting into that game, too, because they really are becoming their own,
yeah,
their thing. Not in an industry that they revolutionized. But it was already a dying industry, so they could only milk it for so much, you know. So now they actually are getting the original stuff, using that money to keep entertaining.
I mean, it's actually good. I mean, people sign up for Netflix just to have, like,
still dialing,
new
Black,
so. House of Cards.
Yeah. I was trying to dial this other guy's name.
Someone's angry at you there, see?
They're always angry. I was dialing people, it's just it wasn't ringing for the other guy. I tried three times. Come on, Cody. Hey. Shut your mouth, dick lips. Has to be Ken.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
We'll try one more, and then we'll move on to roommates. How's that?
I think they just want us to talk about Netflix.
Yeah.
They took 24 off of Netflix because of the new 24 season.
Yeah.
There were stupid contracting rules. That's gay.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it's going to roll, though, because the big dogs, you know, the people who've been banking money for fucking 40 years, they're the ones who are going to get to call the shots here.
Has been forwarded to an auto.
So this is Jonathan.
Torrenting is illegal. Just so you know, George.
Illegal things that go cool.
Hello.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ryan. I you'd responded to a Craigslist ad that I'd posted. I was trying to look for somebody to help with, like, sexually educating my son.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I mean, are you still interested? I mean, this.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, good, because I'm not going to lie to you. This is so hard for me. So thank you, first of all.
Okay, you're welcome.
This has not been an easy thing for me to do. My son asked me questions, and I don't know. I just turned beet red, and I just, like, you know, I go and, you know, start chopping wood or whatever I can to distract myself and get myself away from it. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, Lux, come here a second.
Say again.
Hello.
Lux, this is my son.
Hello.
This is my son, Lux. I'm gonna go ahead and
hey.
I'm gonna go to the other room. Lux, If you could just speak with Jonathan there for a minute, thanks.
Okay. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Awesome. So, yeah, I'm 13, and lately, like, my voice dropped really low, and my friends made fun of me.
The street.
What?
Hello? Yes, I'm still here. So you're 13, your voice is dropping.
My voice dropped really really bad this last year, and my friends make fun of me, and a lot of other things have happened lately.
Okay.
And I just, my dad wanted me to know it was normal, so he wanted me to talk to you.
All right, well, so you're 13.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I don't know, I'm like 5'11 or something.
Oh, so you're tall. You're very tall. You're taller than me.
Oh!
Yeah, so let me explain to you my story before, when I hit puberty.
Okay.
I had a very, very high-pitched voice. I was really short. I was only maybe 5 foot. My voice, like, started changing when I was in... I started getting hair on my face before my voice started changing. So I had a full mustache.
Oh, so, I have a goatee.
Okay, so yours is pretty... It's pretty normal. Like, you're going through normal stages of life.
Okay.
This is nothing scary at all. You know,
well,
a lot
it scares
of
all... It scares people I know, though. Like, my friends in my classes are, like, a foot smaller than me. And when I walk up behind them and I talk to them, they get scared. And we had a shower for PE and no one will talk to me anymore, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well, since you're hitting puberty and maturity a little bit earlier than other children. And so, with that being said, it's, people are going to react to you differently. They're not being mean to you or trying to be mean to you. They're trying to understand what you're going through since you guys are all around the same age limit. Same age. So they're trying to, see what's going on. Like, how come I'm not getting a full beard or a mustache? Or how come my voice isn't dropping deep? And everyone's puberty is different. Everyone has different stages. Girls are different, go through different puberty than men. And men, everyone hits their
all the girls at a different age. All the girls my age have, like, a flat chest and stuff, but there are these really hot high school girls that me and my friends used to look at that talk to me now, and they always, like, try to touch me and stuff.
Oh, they talk to you now?
Yeah, a bunch of high school girls. They're seniors, and they live
down the road. Oh, that's really cool.
And, I mean, this all happened. My dad gave me some vitamins a couple weeks ago. And since then, my thingy has gotten a little bigger, and this one girl named Heather that's across the street, like, she was over hanging out with my little sister, and she saw me in the shower, and, lately she's been asking me to do things with her, but I don't understand what those things mean.
Okay. All right, so now we're getting into the sexual part of it, like maturity and growing up in puberty. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is that consent is the first form of anything. You don't have to do those things that she asked you to do.
But if they say it'll make me cool, shouldn't I always conform to peer pressure?
No, do not conform to peer pressure. That kind of peer pressure is not appropriate in any way.
But what
if it makes you feel?
Boobs?
Does it make you feel comfortable?
But she has big boobs. Boobs are cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes, late at night, I watch Cinemax when my dad's not around. And HBO. I like Game of Thrones because boobs.
Okay, and that's normal. I went through that same stage as well. It's okay. I would say protect yourself. Like, carry... I would say,
Pepper spray.
You said what? No, not pepper spray.
I don't have any pepper spray.
You don't need pepper spray.
Well, I mean, that's how they do it on cop shows. Everyone has pepper
spray. Yes, but you're not a police officer.
How am I supposed to protect myself?
Okay, so this is first. You can tell her, no, I don't feel comfortable doing this right now. Or you can tell her, I don't think this is appropriate for us to do.
But can I touch her boobs?
You can if you want to, but I would say make sure that she's okay with that.
Okay, so she has consent too. It's mutual.
So just make sure that everything is safe and consensual. Consensual just means consent.
What's safe mean? Like, where you put money in?
What do you mean?
Where you put money in? Safe?
No, not that kind of safe. Like, safe as in, sexually safe.
I don't understand.
Okay, so...
You're not doing anything dangerous, like stunts.
So, for example, if... What happens... You know how you make children, correct?
No.
So a male and female come together, and they have sex, and then it creates a child.
Oh, like anal. I heard my friends talking about anal.
No, not anal. Anal is where poop comes out of.
Ew, you put a penis in there?
Some people do. I would not do that myself.
Ew.
But if that's what you're into, But listen. Listen, okay. Stay with me. But there, women have female organs.
They pee out of penises too, though, right?
They say what?
They also pee out of the penis.
I know. No, they don't. They have a vagina that they pee out of, and they have the same kind of organs, but they have a vagina.
Ooh, organs are like hearts, right?
Yes, yeah, a different type of organs, organs, kidneys, but that's their sexual reproductive.
If you have sex with
them, will
you puncture their heart? I don't want
to
kill
No. You won't be able to kill anybody.
But you said they have hearts down there.
They have something called ovaries down there where they hold children.
Like eggs? Ovaries-y? Is that what you said?
No, ovaries. It's a body part.
Oh. Is it like a finger?
No, there's like two little pods, seed pods. It looks like seed pods where a baby can grow.
I don't understand.
So basically when a male and a female has eggs and a male has sperm. And when those two come together, it forms a baby. And that's during sex.
Okay.
And so during sex, that's why I'm saying be safe. There's something called condoms to cover your penis with.
I've heard of those.
Yes.
My friend Tom says he has to wear one every time he's around his sister, or he'll get his pants dirty.
Oh. Well, you should tell your counselor that.
What counselor?
Your school counselor? I don't think so.
Oh, I don't talk to the school counselor. Should I? Will they tell me about stuff?
No, they'll point you to the nurse, and they'll be able to help you out with that process. Have you guys gone through sexual education in your classes?
No.
Okay, well, that's coming up for you. What grade are you in?
It's summertime. I'm going into sixth, though.
Okay, so it's coming up. You'll be able to get that talk from your teachers. Because if I was in front of you right now, I'll be able to have paperwork to show you.
Like porn? My friends talked about Playboy, but I've never seen it before.
No,
they,
not
they
that
said
time.
There's anal. But not now that sounds like poop. I don't like poop.
No. So what are the questions that you have?
Well, one of my friends is always talking about porn. What's porn? Like he said it was sex, but like images.
Yeah, it's a whole collective of different sex videos that you should stay away from because it's not really good.
But should I watch it for educational purposes?
I wouldn't tell you to watch that. I would tell you to go to your nurse at school, or if your dad
she would give me a blowy.
No,
but my friends say that porn's about blowies.
No, they're not. Sometimes it depends on what type you watch.
Oh, well, there's one right on. I found one the other day that my dad was trying to hide, and it's in the DVD player. I can start it.
They have no, don't start it. Don't start it.
Hold on.
Fuck yeah. Is that how you like
it? I think the guy is getting a blowy. I don't know.
I watched the teeth. What's
a blowy like?
Hello?
Hello? What's a blowy like?
Can I talk to your dad?
Candy bars.
Let me turn this off so my dad doesn't get
back. Oh, god damn it.
Okay. Dad. This guy, he taught me about the tweets and told me to watch the porn.
He didn't like the porn.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, that was pretty silly. I mean, there was, you did a couple of better ones earlier, but that guy, he didn't know. He had no idea how to teach sex. He just wanted $500. Okay, let's move on to roommates, shall we?
Yes, do that. I want to hear.
Do the cross shit. We're gonna push our beds together.
Okay, can anybody play sounds?
No. Baz could if he was in here.
Oh, Dashy, you're in here. Can you play sounds?
Are you a sound player?
Hmm? Because I have a file I'd like to send you. Okay, everything's screwed up. Damn it.
Calling on the Baz.
I was going to bring back the Electric Monkeys, guys. I really was. Okay. Alright, let's see. Which idea do I want to do first? I have a lot of ideas, and some are pretty good. Alright, let's see. Alright, animal. Alright, let's call somebody, right? That's what this show's all about.
Fuck yeah.
It's about masturbation and calling people.
That's the only downfall about living with Dwight. He's a loud masturbator. And I chewed all over the house.
And there might... Here's the thing to keep in mind. Because I threw ads all over. There might say, where exactly is this house? And just say, it's over off of 6, over by the gas station. You know, just throw out something generic and move on.
Oh, hold on.
By the Walmart.
Yeah, it's by the Walmart, yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. I can't mute.
Let's That's all awesome. Dance. Hold on, we're going to do a dance break.
I'm masturbating to ringtone.
Oh, it's my ringtone for my dad. I don't like him. Hold on. I'm trying to... I can't mute, though, for some reason.
Okay.
Fuck. So I can't... I'm going to call him back in a second.
Okay.
You might find, like, tissues stuck to the wall over the house, because I'm a chronic masturbator.
Yeah, anything you can think of works for these, because it's pretty open. Okay,
the doctors told me I gotta release it or my balls will be the size of basketballs.
Hold on. I'm gonna talk to Ringo. Nice try, Ringo. Doc Holliday killed your ass, Ringo.
Tombstone reference. I got that.
Yeah.
I'll be your huckleberry.
Really good movie. Not very historically accurate, but really good.
You reached 310-529-1014.
Should we make noises, guys? There we go. I was not prepared for that. She went through that number quick. Alright, we're going to try Donovan. Donovan. We're going to try to call Donovan. We have a lot of numbers, and we're going to need them. Because nobody wants to answer their phones. I'm going to have to aim strictly for coconut heads. Is that racist? I don't know. Or is it just speaking fact? It's like evolution. They had to have big, strong heads to crack coconuts. just like some birds grew larger beaks.
You have reached Donovan. I am unable to come to the phone right now, so you can leave a name message. I'll
call Donovan back. I get the feeling he'll answer. My psychic sister tells me so. She's my sister who is dead and follows me around and tells me so. Donovan.
You have reached Donovan.
Sorry, Donovan. You don't get to live with me. Chad might. Chad might be able to get to live with me. Chad.
Alright, so I'm gonna go, guys. This was really fun. But my father's gonna be home early.
Okay.
And he'll probably beat me.
Would you like me to call him and tell him to back the fuck up?
Oh, no. That's fine.
We don't want to make Lux's life any more hell than he has it. So, all right, Lux, I appreciate you being on. It was awesome to have you on. You kicked ass for that whole first hour. That was just badass. So, the people who listen to the podcast later are going to fucking say, about time they did a good show.
Are those going to YouTube by chance?
I have not put anything up. The last video I put on YouTube was the Christmas video.
Yeah.
So, literally, I have probably 20 good calls out there that I haven't edited.
Yeah. I'll be around next week, though, if you want to message me.
Okay. Yeah, next week, just so you know, I might be doing, my one-year anniversary for next week.
Dude, that'd be great.
Oh, and by the way, guys, I still want to do... I made my ad. I started placing my ads for the Carl's Jr., $100,000 giveaway where every half an hour we're giving $1,000. I am requesting the room's help, all the fans' help, to help spread this ad, to get it out there, dump a couple of ads on Craigslist, just aim for some cities, dump them out there. I would love to see, what the normal traffic is, jump up 100, but my target would be 1,000. So if you want this ad, I'll put it out there. I'll probably put it up on my Fort Larkin Facebook, and then hit like on that. If you, please go to Backpage or some of the other places that are out there, your Craigslist, and go just dump a couple of ads out there. Just help get the word around, because it'll help grow some of the, maybe some new fans, right? Because I'm not trying to fool any of you guys. Like I said last week, we're trying to fool people to come in because they want to win money, and in turn, they got to listen to, a bunch of fucking pranks that they might go, this is pretty funny. So,
and then stick around. He's bamboozling you all. Yes. Social manipulation.
Yes.
I have a couple pretty large Facebook pages that I admin, because that's what I do with my time I don't spend here, so I'll pass around.
Yeah, awesome. Just, everybody pay attention to the phone larking. I'll probably put it on the PCN one, too, and just pass it around. It'll be for the 27th, so 2 weeks from tonight. So next week will be the one-year anniversary of phone larking.
And finally.
Yeah, it's really...
It's been a year, Jad.
I know. Since the actual phone larking started. Before that, it was Friday Nights by the Fire. But so we'll do that, and then... the following one. Right? What's that?
You're calling Lucas again, right?
If his number is the same, I don't know. I got a list of 10 people to try, but we'll do probably some different shit, and then those numbers. All right. So.
Sweet.
All right, Lux. Thanks for helping out. You did great. Good job, Lux.
Thanks, man. You too. Bye.
Yep. See ya. All right. So let's see. Where were we? You ready? Ready to rip this shit. All right, that's Chad.
Hello, this is Chad.
Hi, Chad. This is Ryan. I'd placed ad in Craigslist. I was looking for a roommate, and you replied.
All right. Well, you might have to remind me what part of town you're from.
We're over off of it's called Escalon. It's just a little road. It's over by the Walmart. But I just have a few questions for you, if I could.
Sure.
One. Did you have any animals? I put that animals were okay. I just wanted to know.
I do. This is sort of up in the air for me. I would, like, I own a cat.
Okay.
I feel like I can probably find another place for her if I need to.
No. That's why I put animals are okay. I just like to ask, you know, because, you know, I don't want, you know, just so I know. It's not one of those, you can't come in if you have animals. It's just I'd like to know.
It's just been crazy, like, trying to find a place where they accept animals.
Yeah,
really
well,
hard.
You're telling me. I've been down that road. What do you know about operating a juice bar?
Nothing.
Nothing? Would you be willing to learn how to operate a juice bar?
I don't think I could.
No?
You're talking about, like, working at a juice bar?
In my house I have like a juice bar set up, and you know, part of the reason that the rent is as low as it is for 1 hour a day I want you to tend the juice bar. Basically, you know, if I want an orange juice, you know, with some strawberries in it, you mix it up and you make me a smoothie. Just for 1 hour a day.
You know, geez, that's really hard to say right now. My schedule is so crazy. With the nursing school.
Okay, well, like, it's not written in stone.
Like, I don't really even know my hours.
This is just something I would. This is just something I'd prefer, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's not written in stone. So again, it doesn't mean you're out. Okay, it's just curious. So I'd like to have somebody who could, you know, operate a juice bar or willing to learn to. How do you feel about eye contact?
Eye contact?
Yeah. I mean, how are you with eye contact?
I'm good.
Okay, because my last roommate, he actually, that was kind of why he moved out, I think. I demand that everybody who lives in a household has at least 5 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact at least twice a day. So we just, you know, I mean, we can do other stuff. I mean, we can, you know, move the couch, do the dishes, you know, listen to the radio. But we have to stare at each other.
Oh, wow.
For 5 minutes twice a day. It helps create the bond, and it also helps set boundaries.
Okay.
There's a lot you can learn from looking into people's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might be able to adapt to that.
Okay.
Let's see. I think if you would like to meet, right now I'm going through my graduation ceremonies and stuff, but my schedule is pretty much open for all next week.
Are you a heavy sleeper? You know, when you sleep, do you sleep heavy?
I'm pretty light, to be honest.
Okay.
Which is kind of, it's sort of I wonder if it'll be an issue because I'm going to be working night shifts for the first time.
I'll
be getting home like probably 8 in the morning.
Okay. Do you sleep in the nude?
I do not.
Okay. Could you start maybe?
No. Like, I don't think this is going to happen, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Did I say something to offend you?
No, it's just, I just feel
I want to see your naked penis!
Oh, man. This is an awesome phone call. Thank you.
Show it to me. You're moving in tomorrow, and you're going to show me your penis.
Hey. I will,
And you're going to look me in the eye when you do it. You're going to show me your penis and stare at me right in the eyes.
I just want you to know, if this is...
Look at my eyes! Look at them. Now touch your penis.
I want you to tell me what your name is.
My name is God. Ryan God. You will call me sir, and you will stare into my eyes.
I just think
you will be You will be... I'm going to call you Dick Lips. Yes. Dick Lips. Dick Lips, okay. Stare into my eyes and touch your penis.
I'm staring right now. You have Susser Plate eyes.
No, your put, eyes. No, take your
they
hand.
Look like
take,
I'm going to put it...
Listen to me. Dick Lips, listen to me. Now take your hand, fold it up into a fist, and then just sit right onto your fist. Do it now, Dick Lips, and keep looking me in the eyes.
Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to hang up, and for the rest of the night, I'll be sitting on my fist.
Perfect. And then you're moving in tomorrow. So, great, $200. Great, new roommate. All right. Yay. I didn't know where to go with that one. What a sport. Pretty much. All right. Are you around anymore, Dwight? I take it you
yeah,
too.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was expecting some kind of response from you.
Well, I didn't want to break in on you.
No, not during the call, but right after. Oh. It. Because I said...
For the rest of the night.
And I said, when I said the uninterrupted routine, like, okay, that's something I could probably get used to.
I was sitting here and like I was taking a drink of beer, and then I was here, show me your naked penis. Show it to me. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck just happened to Jihad?
dude, when I can't, who would respond that way when I said, there will be 2 minutes or 5 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact twice a day. And he's like, okay, I guess I can get used to that. Really?
I'm a chronic masturbator, and you will look at me for that 5 minutes while I jerk my dick.
That's just something he'd be willing to accept, huh? All right.
I could probably get used to that.
You sounded legit crazy, not even... Dashy just told me, you sounded legit crazy. Not even prank crazy, legit crazy. He said, what is your name? God. Ryan God.
My parents were very religious.
All right, I got another one here. All right, I got it.
What's his name?
Chris, I got it. I'll give you the next one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
All right, next one. Jerry. Let's try Jerry. I wish somebody could play my Electric Monkeys. Jerry?
Yes.
Hi, Jerry. I'm calling because you responded to my Craigslist ad for a place to live? A room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I saw that Palmdale. I was like, who the hell is this? I was like, man, it might be one.
Yeah, sorry. I got a cell phone that I'm stuck on a plan, so my number is what it is. Here's the thing. My name, I go by Captain. That's what they call me.
Captain.
And so, are you still looking for a place?
Yeah. I don't.
Okay. Perfect. I think this could work out. Then I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm gonna start calling you number six.
Okay.
And I mean. Do you have a good skill set?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a
you know, trained as an engineer. I was in the Navy.
Okay.
I was in late
perfect. Okay. I'm going to use you for the big distraction. Number six, you are going to be... You are going to be used as the big distraction, okay, number six?
You're getting kind of creepy, man. What are you talking about, Captain? Let me know. I got your back, but what are you talking about, man?
Well, you'll be part... It's going to be magnificent. When it just happens, it's going to be great. They'll understand then, but you're going to be part of the distraction, and you'll be known as number six. You'll be teamed up with number seven, and you guys will do the distraction.
For what, man?
You know. No. That's the key. That's the key to this, is secrecy. So you just do the distraction. You and number seven will be part of the big distraction. So you guys will be in the car, and that's when you know, and that's where people will be looking. And then, meanwhile, we'll do this. All right, number six, you in?
I'm in. I want to find cool people that's fun, that I can live with, man. But you know, all this stuff, man, is kind of crazy. So you gotta let me know what's up. You gotta tell me. You gotta let me know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to do with climbing to the very top and taking over the porn industry.
Right. The car industry?
No. Much better than that. If it was the car industry, I'd just call you by your real name, which you are no longer known by, so we'll call you number six, the porn industry.
Oh, the porn industry. Oh, yeah, okay, I remember you. You guys were cool, man. I like y'all. You know, I've been looking for rooms. I live with my brother up here, and you know how it is with family and stuff. And I got to, you know, but you guys I want to live with, man.
Perfect.
Period.
Perfect. You'll be part of the big distraction. You and number seven. Mm-hmm. So basically, you and number seven, number seven's going to just, he's going to be the top, and you can be like a power bottom. And you guys can go out in front of the bank and just get on the car and just bam, bam, bam. And that'll be the distraction, the big distraction. And nobody will know what's going on. And then I'll do the rest.
If you CIA or FBI, I can't fuck with you too much, man. Man, you sound like the CIA or somebody.
No. No. See, basically, there's this... Have you ever heard of this place called Big Rock?
Nah, not really, Captain.
It's where the aliens come down at.
Oh, my goodness, man.
No, that's where the aliens come. And then when you guys are in front of the bank... And you're just power bottoming away, and everybody's distracted because who does that, right? That's when we go to the Big Rock, and then we take a flashlight, and then we make ourselves glow, and then the alien comes.
Ooh, Captain, man, y'all, you ain't rolling or nothing, man. I need a roommate, man, but I don't like rolling, and I don't like drama, man. And this stuff right here, I believe that there's a possibility there's aliens.
Do you sleep in the nude?
Huh?
Do you sleep in the nude?
I'm not really, because I sleep with my dog, and it's kind of creepy. You know, I sleep with underwear. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Do you know the proper etiquette? Are you familiar with the etiquette?
Etiquette for what?
Manning the juice bar.
I like you, but you kind of crazy, man. You gotta, man, be real with me, man. You know. I mean, I don't care, man. I don't judge, man. But you
glory holes and dumpsters. Glory holes and glory holes and dumpsters.
I know what a glory hole is.
But I want to wear your skin like a leotard.
I don't do that. Shit,
number
man.
Number seven. Stop it. Number seven, you were only supposed to listen. This is number six. You will meet him close and personal. Number six is the power bottom for the big distraction.
Should I bring the mop?
Do I have to spoon feed you if I'm your roommate? Come on, man. You know. Do you have any evidence of aliens? I believe there's aliens. But if you're in contact with them, man,
Are they cool roommates?
The aliens are not going to be our roommates. They're to be our sexual partners for the porn.
I don't
How are you not following this yet, number six?
I don't really, I don't mind porn, man, but I'm kind of, like, celibate, man. I don't like problems and issues. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really there. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep around a lot.
This is number seven. You supply the weed. I'll supply the overweight white girls.
You cool as fuck, man. I hope you fucking with me, man. I hope you just joking, man. But I don't fuck fat girls either. I like women, but I don't get down with fat ones.
Number six. The fortune of the day said Friday the 13th, we would find the man who would not only fuck fat white women, but be a power bottom to aliens. You are him. Number six.
Wow. I appreciate that. That's a nice thing to say, man. But I don't know. I ain't moving in with you, so you can...
Number six, engage. Number six, engage. Start now.
This is number seven. While you are in our house, you will sit down while you pee.
I have engaged. What is our mission?
You must engage now. Engage. Touch it, rub it, stroke it. Engage. Go.
No, man. You crazy, man. I ain't doing that shit, man. What are you on some kind of power trip?
Number six. I'm asking the questions, number six.
I can't, man. I got integrity, man. I don't mind what you do. I'm open-minded, man. I ain't fucking no white women. I'll smoke it up with you and joke around with you and we go out and chase pussy. That's what you want to do.
This is number seven again. I'm a chronic masturbator. You will look me in my eyes while I masturbate.
No.
Fuck yeah.
No.
You may wake up in the middle of the night. It's hot and sweaty. You're sleeping, but you wake up and I'm looking you in the eye masturbating.
No. Hell no. I ain't doing that shit. I tell you, I don't mind. You can do quinoas and smoke weed. I'll smoke you up and shit, and we be the best friends and shit. But, you know, I got my personal space, man. Hopefully I can have my own room, you know, if y'all doing that kind of shit. But I don't mind, you know what I'm saying? I just want to meet cool people, man. Different people that's nice and cool, man. But, you know, you ain't going to have me fucking no fat bitches, and you ain't going
to
have me.
Number six, do you like to do poppers?
Do poppers?
Yeah.
Like drugs? I don't do drugs, man.
No, poppers. Sorry. Poppers aren't drugs. They're poppers.
Why the hell me living there? What the hell that got to do with me doing all this crazy shit, man?
Man the juice bar.
Yeah. Huh?
You must man the juice bar. I need a juice bar.
Well, you know what? We can. I'll buy liquor. You know, I don't mind like having everybody and the drinks and shit. I got no money to do that, man.
New rule. If you get a girlfriend or a prospective girlfriend, you bring her back to the house and we get to hit it first.
You cool as fuck, man, but you ain't gonna be masturbating around me, man. I don't wanna see that shit. The porno shit, I think that's cool as hell. And I think I can help you make that shit happen, because I know how to talk to girls and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, I meet a lot of girls and shit, but you know, I ain't gonna be fucking. You're a dude, man. I ain't gay, man. You ain't gonna be masturbating around me. You know what I'm saying?
When it's forced anal, it doesn't matter your sexuality.
It's only gay when the balls touch.
I just fuck alone, man. I don't want to be doing that shit, man. I should have been smoking up with you guys.
I got a question. Have you ever, like, went to sleep during a party and then, like, woke up and another man's balls were in your mouth?
No, you ain't gonna have no balls in my mouth.
Fall asleep around this house and it'll happen. Fuck yeah.
You know, what are you guys doing? Gay porn or whatever, man? I ain't really down for that shit, man. I don't judge, man, but, you know, just don't fucking stick no balls in my mouth. I'd be cool. We'd be good. We could end up being best friends forever, but.
I'm gonna put some GHB in your weed.
No,
that shit. We're gonna pop your cherry.
You ain't gonna do shit to me.
Number
I'm
six,
you
will do as told. Engage.
No, I won't.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Engage now. Number six, engage now.
No, Captain. No, Captain. I'm gonna tell you right now. I ain't gonna do that shit. I'm not gay, man. I don't fuck fat girls. I smoke it up with you. We can play video games and go to the club and hang out and have a good time. And I support your crazy ass.
You got the, your room, you'll have the second bedroom. But a lot of the times, you'll have the bathroom in the hallway is usually occupied, and sometimes I can't control my bowel movements, so I'll just shit on your floor. It's your responsibility to clean it up.
Shit on your own side of the floor.
I drilled holes into your room already, so I can look in whenever I want.
You got a lock on that door.
No, that's okay. I drilled holes into the wall.
Number seven?
No.
I got a hatch. I got a hatch I could, like, just pop up under your bed whenever I want.
The first thing me and you going to do, Captain, we're going to go out to the club, and I'm going to buy you some drinks, and we're going to get us some girls.
Ain't
all
right.
You need.
Yeah.
So you can leave my...
Number seven, audible of strategy. We will now do covert masturbation. So number six will never see it coming.
No, number six can have that shit.
I wear camouflage around the house, and like I'll sit there and I'll look like a lamp. You'll come walking by, and then I'm gonna just fucking jerk it real hard and bang, right in your face. Ugh.
Just don't do it around me, man.
But you know what's great? After I do it, I just yell, "Tag, you're it."
No, I ain't.
Number six, we're going to pick you up in 10 minutes. Please have a duffel bag ready. No underwear.
No. Pick up number seven.
Number seven is already here.
Go pick up number eight then. I'm the one to just have a room. Is the one some real interesting roommates. And I feel that you guys are interesting, man. But I ain't gonna be fucking around like that. I don't fuck no fat women, man. I like pretty women, you know what I'm saying? I like, you know, pretty women. I like, I like to smoke it up. Yeah, I was cool, man. Y'all sound like y'all was cool. I smoke it up, and I support everything you're doing. But, you know, if you're masturbating
number six, you will do a number two after you eat a number three from Taco Bell.
Yeah. And then another thing. Ryan has a sister who's in a wheelchair. At least once a week, each of us has to take a turn pleasuring her. She can't walk, so I just throw her on the bed and I just fucking pound it.
No, you ain't. If you're doing pornos and shit, I don't even want to be a part of it.
Cripple pornos. We do cripple and gay pornos.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I don't give a fuck about that.
You like some of that amputee shit?
Huh?
You into amputee porn?
Yeah. You know what you might really like is I like to bring the black ladies over, and I play the little game called Slave Master with them. I whip them with my dick.
Just don't bring the cops over.
You ever play a game called The Lunch Lady? That's where you you fucking put their face down in a fucking plate full of mashed potatoes, and then you fucking hit it from the back.
Bullshit, man. I ain't doing none of that bullshit, man. Y'all just don't do y'all shit. Read me out of it. Put me at number 12. And I'm not gay. I ain't got nothing against gay people. I ain't got nothing against fat girls. I ain't got nothing against that shit. I'm pretty straight for it, man. I'm responsible. I pay the rent. You know what I'm saying? I like to meet interesting people. You are very interesting. I like you. But don't be fucking masturbating around me, because I don't want to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to see that.
Right on. Number six, report. Number six.
Number six. Whatever the hell y'all want. Smoke me up.
Who the fuck is number six calling?
Hello, Tom.
Yeah?
Hello, Tom.
Yeah.
Hi, you were looking for a roommate?
Yeah.
Craigslist ad?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Number six is over here.
You responded to the Craigslist ad for the roommate?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
All right. Number six is on the phone with us. He would like to be your roommate.
Number six is on the phone?
Number six?
Number six is on the phone, but I ain't fucking around with none of that crazy shit. I'm pretty straight up. I don't mind it, man, but don't be in my fucking face with that. That's all I'm saying. I should have been laughing at y'all and smoke it up with you. Since you played Captain Man, that shit is off the chain. You know, I just have to put it out there so we don't have no misunderstanding. Wait, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Could you repeat that? Tell him, Captain. Tell him what you were telling me.
Number six, report.
Wait, okay, is this serious? Is this serious or no?
Well, here's where we are, because I don't know. Captain is off the chain. I put in an ad, you know, you guys were advertising the room, you know. So I put in an ad and said, yeah, you guys seem cool, I want to have an ad, but Captain just called me with some old crazy shit. I said, man, you know, I said, you know, I don't care what people do, what you do, but you don't be masturbating in my face. I ain't messing with no fat women. I don't care if you do porn or not. I don't give a shit. I ain't trying to fuck with them because I don't mess with fat women, you know, but you guys are so interesting from Captain's perspective. I don't know you, you know, he just called you and put you on the phone. But I said, y'all cool as fuck. But just keep that shit out of my face. You know, don't go in my room. Captain was telling me I'm wake up and he gonna have balls in my face. I said, that's funny, but I hope he's joking. You know. So then he called you and he put you on the phone and told me to report. So I'm reporting. I said, you know, I'm cool with everything. I'm down, you know what I'm saying? But don't be, I ain't trying to do no porn. I don't wanna do none of that.
Wait, which roommate ad was this?
Huh? Excuse me?
What roommate ad was this?
Captain, man, what are you doing? Come on, now. He don't even know what you're talking about. You calling me? You calling him?
Number six, continue to report.
I'm reporting. I'm telling you. I put in an ad on Craigslist because I need to. Well, I saw you guys' ad. I don't know who you are. He called you. And I said, hey, roommate. Huh?
I got called. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to make sense of all this because I'm a little confused. I don't understand the whole number thing.
Hey, bro.
Fuck yeah, report.
Yeah, sure. I'll go. I'll be ready in about 15 minutes. Okay. You going about it? Okay. No, I don't understand. Captain called you and Calvin was telling me to report. I just put an ad on Craigslist. Crackman was telling me all kinds of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Then he called you. So I don't even know if you guys know each other. I'm just saying.
I don't know. This is the first time I even got the call.
So what you doing, Captain? Why are you doing this, man? Do you have the room for run or not?
Number six, tell him about being the big distraction.
I don't know
what the hell
about this.
Yo, what's going on here? I'm like, confused.
Captain, man, I can't room with none of y'all. Y'all doing this shit, man. This is crazy. I don't like drama, man.
You know, prolapse.
Alright, yeah, thanks anyway, guys, but I'm gonna pass. Alright, bye.
Bye-bye. Captain, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You passed. You are now the roommate.
Wait a minute now.
Congratulations, number six.
This is number seven. I'm outside number six's residence. Operation Go.
What? Tell me what's going on, man.
Operation Go, sir.
Operation Go. I will collect number six immediately.
Perfect. Good job, number seven. Go. Go.
Hang on. I'm running. I'm almost there. Hang on.
I'm just saying, man. I mean,
red team go. Red team go.
We need a hell out of it, man. And don't have no cops coming over. You know what I'm saying? And don't be putting no balls in my face. And I need a lock on the door. That's what it sounds like.
Red team, move. Red team, move.
Did you guys shoot pornos? You guys really shoot pornos?
I got the team of fat bitches heading over there. 400 pounds each, six of them. Report.
Well, you ain't got to worry about me with that.
Donut team. Move in.
All right, then, give me the information, man. I come check you guys out, man. We'll smoke it up and drink something. But, you know,
all right, meet us behind the Walmart. Meet us behind the Walmart.
I can't go right now. My brother just invited me to go there.
Bring him too. We need a number 5.
No, he don't need no roommate.
That's okay. He'll work. Willie, man the juice bar.
Nah, we're in Lake Stevens, so it's a little bit difficult.
If
you want, text me the information, your number. Oh, I got your number. But text me so we can do it just, you know, formally, man. I can't, you know, I don't like stress, man.
Number 6. Beautiful. Yeah. All right.
Do you think it's disgusting that I tuck my dick back and walk around like a woman with a vagina?
As long as you do it in your room.
Yeah, but I like to show it off. I would just pop into your room at random times of the day.
No, you ain't popping in.
And go, look at me.
You can't do that.
All right, number 6. Number 6, we're putting you in the report. We're putting you in the report. We will be printing up the report. We will be passing it to the Admiral. The Admiral will give us the okay, and we will contact you at 6200.
Yeah, you talking crazy, man. All I'm going to talk to you about is his direct money and check my door. That's all I'm going to talk to you about, because your ass is off the chain,
as a part of the mission, we will be taking a hot brand and branding number 6 into your left ass cheek, along with another brand on your right ass cheek with
number 6
address,
that is non-negotiable.
Hey, y'all got weed? Y'all smoke your girl weed? That was interesting, too. I like that shit, you know.
We do mushrooms.
All right.
Yeah, y'all doing mushrooms.
All right, number 6. We will report later progress.
We do lunch when y'all ain't on them shrooms and shit.
All right. I know a perfect dumpster that has donuts in it.
Yeah. Well, lay off them shrooms, man. And if you're on the shrooms, I'm going to lock the door. I don't want no crazy shit.
All right. I need you to write a 6-page paper about the invention of Kool-Aid. And then we will meet up tomorrow for lunch at the Applebee's dumpster. Thank you. Number 6. Report out.
Information, man. And don't be fucking high when you call me, man.
Meet us over there. I'll suck your dick, man.
No, you ain't. I'm telling you.
I got these cheeseburgers, man.
Better go to number 10. Fucking this bitch, and I ain't fucking no fat women, man.
Come on, I'm generous. I'll fucking tickle your beanbag.
No, you ain't. We gonna have a problem.
I'll fucking slide a finger right down the crack of that ass.
Y'all need to get off that damn whatever the fuck y'all eating. You know what I'm saying?
Biscuits. We're eating biscuits.
I'm thinking y'all gonna have the cops over the house all the goddamn time. I can't really deal with that shit. All
right.
I'm gonna have to be looking at y'all asses. I'm gonna have to cut y'all off. Keep y'all off the medicine cabinet or something. All right.
But
yeah,
6.
You know, if you serious, man, you know.
Wait a minute. I might have been out there, but is this guy black?
Yeah, I'm a brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. This whole phone call was a mistake. We don't do business with you people.
Goodbye, number 6. Yeah. He wasn't gonna hang up. I had to find a spot. Holy shit, dude!
I was dying when he was explaining the situation to that other
dude,
guy.
Dude, I was in tears. I was literally like choking on my own laughter, and that's why all I could do when he would say my name is I would say number 6 report.
Captain is firing off these calls.
dude, he was in there, man. They doing some gay porn, and they're gonna come and put the balls in my face. But it's cool. I just need a room, and the dude said the other guy's like, what? What's going on?
I need a room. I need a fucking lock on it.
The other guy goes, I don't know what's going on. The other guy, that Tom guy, says, I don't know what's going on with these numbers. He kept calling me Captain. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Dude, you're right. Hey, balls in your mouth. You are absolutely right. That dude, if he doesn't deserve to be on my list, I can't think of anybody who would. So
yeah, he needs a call.
Jerry,
next
right? His name was Jerry.
Yeah,
give
Jerry.
Me, give me a second. I have to go add him. That is probably the best prank phone call that I've been involved in like 6 months. And it was all because that dude was crazy, man. Because, and somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody in the room said, hey, this guy's getting boring. You should just call somebody else with him on the line. So I did it, and I couldn't believe how well it worked out. I'd never...
He was obviously high. So yeah, I don't do drugs. But I smoke some weed. It's like, dude, that's and drugs.
How many different times did he kind of say the same thing? Like, you guys are cool, but I don't want your balls in my mouth.
I kept threatening to sneak into his room. While he was sleeping, and blew my balls in his mouth.
He kept trying to explain that to the phone. Dude, I haven't put a call up in a long time, but that one might have to go up. I have. Wow, dude, that was just like pure chaos and confusion. The last thing that I ever did that was kind of like that was when I got those two guys to yell at each other. But this was way better because number six just kept trying to tell a story. And every time he'd go, Captain, what's going on here? Number six, report. And then he'd just start talking again.
The fucking other guy on the phone is all sitting there. He's like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, number six felt obligated to fucking spell it out for him again.
That shouldn't have happened. That shouldn't be a real thing that just fucking happened, man.
The only thing that he was really concerned about was the cops showing up over at the house and were fucking crazy.
I can't believe that guy. He said he had a master's degree and he was in the Navy. Oh my god.
He probably got a hookup over there overseas. He probably gets all of his weed and shit shipped over to him now.
Oh my god, man. He was just naturally, like, just calling him was kind of interesting. And then just that random line that I looked up and seen whoever suggested it. Thank you, whoever suggested it. That was fucking brilliant. I think it was it Focus? Maybe it was Focus who said you should call. Holy shit. Dude, I almost didn't do a show today. I would have missed that. Whew. Oh my god, that's one worth reviewing later. Hold on, I gotta go put this in here for my. Let's see, the hell did I call a best of or some shit? I never throw anything away in case I want to document stuff. So it all right, that was a good call. I actually, my chest hurts and it feels like I have heartburn because I'm trying not to laugh too loud and I think I actually woke up one of my kids, so I'm probably in trouble. Let's see. Christmas show. Why? I'm sorry, guys. I'm scrolling through all of my The Art of Pro LARPing. Best of the Crazies. There it is. Best of the Crazies. We now have 11. Holy shit, so number, I always gotta put, like, their name, their phone number, and then a note. I'm just gonna put number six. thank you, Band, too, because Band helped me come up with the whole idea of just kind of, I always confide in Band on Thursdays or Fridays about ideas, and, between our talks is where that one kind of came from, is to start telling somebody that I'm just gonna call them by a number. You know, and then start telling them they're going to be part of the big distraction. And I had to be careful to make it not sound like a terrorist attack or something, you know.
Or a bank robbery.
Yeah. So I had to make it. Jesus Christ.
Gee, I was going to have to take a break and regroup.
Here's the other thing is, I've now been up for 24 hours minus I might have slept for an hour earlier. Passed out on my couch, so really I haven't been up 24 hours, but at this time yesterday, last night, I woke up and I had to go to work, so, whew, my god, that was something. I'm glad
the Los Angeles Kings have just won the Stanley Cup.
Yay. All right. let's look through my... I almost feel like, why go on? What's the point, right? Anyway, so we did this one. I got to go through my ideas here. We did the eye contact one. Oh, man, we need somebody who can play... Who can play my sound effects. I rebuilt my electric monkeys, and I did it for this, because I wanted to tell them about the electric monkey research that goes on in the basement. Do you sleep in the nude? We did that one. Need noises for that, too. Juice bar. I've been mentioning juice bars lately, so that's just kind of on my list. Oh! Let's see. So this is what I got left. Barter for rent. Ask the audience to say we just needed to ask. We could both be the people, and we could say, you know, we just need to ask you a few personal questions. Oh, okay. And have the audience just have us. That usually goes over well, don't you think, Dwight?
Yes.
That usually goes over well. I was kind of hoping Mike would be here because I wanted to put Mike on that again. I don't know where Mike is tonight, but. Hey, what was Mike's screen name? It was Mike and his last name, right? I don't see him on my list anymore.
I don't know. Let me look at my list. I don't know if I ever added him.
Yeah, well, I don't... Maybe he added me, you know, like he called me or something? Because I don't think he... I'm looking... But even, you know how you can look at who was on your shit last week? I don't see him there, but the only people I see is Asqua, Dwight, HB, and Sloth. I don't see anybody else.
HB.
So,
Indeed, looking.
that's kind of an interesting angle just to call somebody dashy and say you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you're on the $100,000 question and be like, well, you gotta help me with this.
I'm in cash cab.
Yeah. Let's see. My other ideas is you can never go into the basement. You hear me? You'll hear noises. You never go in there. That was one idea. Tell them about...
It's the lotion on the skin.
Tell them about the free glory hole access through their bathroom wall. Cheap there, rent. There, the cheap
there's
rent.
There's a legitimate glory hole, and then there's a trap. One will have a woman's mouth on the other end. The other one has some pit bulls. They'll bite.
cheap rent. The rent's so cheap due to all the murders. Yeah, it seems like all the people who live here get a roommate in.
You know, Jared, one of my ideas is like call them and start like...
Hold on a second. Hello, Jared. Jared Christ, how you doing? You're on the air. Caller? I don't know who Jared Christ is, but one day I had a voicemail from Jared Christ, so I was interested in putting this, and it was just, it was like in a different language, I think it was, and it was a chant. Is that what it was, Jared? Like a song or something? Alright. Thanks for calling, Jared.
Call some people up and tell them that you need a new roommate. Because you have a habit of once the roommate pays the first month's rent, you like to plant drugs on them and call the cops. So every month you have to get a new roommate.
Another one was tell them about the ghosts, and then you could get into silliness about. So I don't know. Which one you want to do? Should we just go to the room? Get questions from the room. All right, questions from the room. You know what? I'm going to take a quick piss. Give me just a second. I'm not going to add you, Jared, because you didn't... I'll try one more time, Jared, okay? One more. Hello, caller, you're on. Caller? I like your picture of Larry King as a monkey. I used that in my Sylvia Brown video, too. Caller? All right, and that was Jared Christ, everybody. Somebody in the room, what are they saying? Jared, please PM me your Skype. I don't even have to PM you. I can just say it. It's Jayad, J-I-A-D, 001. So anybody can add me. It's not like it's my home or work number or something. So it's my fucking Skype. So if you want, maybe if you want somebody else wants on, go ahead. I'm gonna take a quick piss, and while I'm gone, Dwight's gonna go ahead and masturbate, and you guys can listen to that.
Good evening, bitches. So this is Dwight's commentary. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta switch to the Dwight voice. How you doing, you sons of bitches? Welcome to Dwight's Corner. I'm gonna sit here and rub my back a little bit and admire Jihad's fucking picture on Skype. I'm trying to figure out why the fuck Dashy is leaving the Skype and coming back. He's like a fucking chameleon or something over here. Yeah, that's right, Illuminati cock and balls. So everybody go visit www.garybrodsky.com. He will teach you how to get the bitches and get laid more. He's an Italian fuck.
All right, I'm back.
Let's see. Welcome back.
So Jared was trying to call in again, but I'm not going to answer anymore because it's pointless.
He just calls in and just sits there on mute.
Who is... it's Miss Morgan? Or... Diabolical? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, add to group call. Oh, there's Jared. What's Jared? It's missed calls.
Well, thank you, Jared.
Jared actually said, well done, you know, probably about that call, but for whatever reason, he's not. All right, let's see if Diabolical wants on.
Hmm. They're about to riot in L.A. tonight. Fuck yeah.
Well, that's not... Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense, does it?
That fucking city's gonna burn down.
Because that was... Oh, I see why. Oh, here's somebody. Here is George Jackson. George... No. Here we go. I was hitting the wrong one there. We'll see what George... Come on, George, connect. George, I like your face. It's... It's very different.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to get anybody else on here who might want to jump on. It's been a really good show. George! Caller, welcome. You're on the air. George? George Jackson? All right. Goodbye, George.
Oh, George has no mic. Oh, no mic. He's calling in. Makes a lot of sense.
Not necessarily. He wasn't calling in. I called him because he just wanted me to add him. So, I gotcha. I gotcha, George.
I think Dashy's having some issues, too.
Yeah, Dashy's thing seems to be going crazy. So, yeah, we'll go ahead. Maybe they just wanted to be added. Because, let's see.
Yeah, they want to be your friend.
Diabolical, so it looks like he'll get on in just a second. I think it's Diabolical, right? Yeah, Diabolical. Is Diabolical a chick?
I have no idea who it is.
Well, we'll find out. If Diabolical answers. Oh, Dashy's gone.
Hello.
Hey, Diabolical, you are a chick.
I am, in fact, a chick, yeah. You guys didn't see my photo, I guess.
No, I seen it. That's why I said, are you a chick? Because it says Miss Morgan after it. And I was like, oh, well, Diabolical is typically like, I always think of like a rock and roll dude or something. But apparently a rock and roll chick.
I'm hearing a crazy echo. What's going on?
Oh, we turned the echo on.
You guys turned on the echo button.
Yeah, when you called in, we pushed the echo button. No, I don't know. And sometimes Skype does weird things that I'm not hearing anything, so it's just something on your Skype, I guess. So
weird, because I'm hearing like double of everything, and it's like a 3-second delay.
Oh, that's
I bet Mixler's on.
Yeah, turn your Mixler off.
Oh. That would do it, wouldn't it?
Yep, I've done that.
Done.
Yep, now it should be normal.
Oh, wow, I can't believe I made such an amateur mistake.
Did you want to be part of a phone call, perhaps?
Perhaps, yeah, you guys have had a really awesome show.
I know, it's been unbelievable because, like, I feel like in the last month, you know, I might get a couple of a good call or two or three good calls, but it seems like it's been pretty consistent. And with that last good call, man,
that last guy was freaking hilarious.
Unbelievable. I just I literally, the only thing I could say when he would start saying, Captain, Captain, I could turn my mic on and go, number six, report. Because, like, I'm dying. I'm, like, doing my best not to wake up my children, but I was
I would love dying. For you just to call him back real quick, and when he answers, just go, number six, report.
I think we're going to save that for next week, because next week's going to kind of be the anniversary calling back. And we know he'll answer, right? So he might be one of the few that answer, because when we go to call Lucas back, fuck, who knows what Lucas's number is anymore? Hell, that guy might have... Yeah, that dude was a loon bin. So, okay, well, why don't we do one of these roommate calls? And what we'll do is we'll call, and I'll introduce you as Morgan, Dwight, and I'll be Ryan. And we're all living in this big house, and we got room for one more, and we all take turns asking questions in the place. I mean, if you want to run off with your own question, Morgan, feel free, but I'm going to ask the chat room. I'm sure you've seen me do this before. Let the chat room feed us questions. So, okay. And the thing is if they flip out and hang up, that's fine. We'd rather have short and funny than long and dragged out, because that's where I've let my show fail sometimes. So, all right. So let's see. I need a number. We will call. We already called Tom. Oh, Tom! Poor Tom. He was very confused. This is Edward. You will call Edward. So, room, go ahead and start generating questions, and we'll just take turns. Now, go ahead and start it out and set us up. And we're just going to remember to credit. If he starts asking, where's the place, just we'll shoot away real quick. Trace Buster. Yes, Dash.
Hello.
Edward?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ryan. You responded to a Craigslist ad that we had posted. We were looking for a roommate.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. You know, we're just kind of, excuse me, I have me and the other two roommates, Dwight and Morgan, and basically what we're doing is we're just calling people and doing just a little simple interview, just to ask you a handful of questions, and then if things fit out, then, you know, you can come out and see the place kind of thing.
Excellent. Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay. Dwight and Morgan, if, you know, they're on the line, too, if they want to say.
Hi, hello, you guys.
How's it going?
Hey, how you
doing?
It's
great. Good. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. All right. My first question is, are you a nudist?
Me? Am I a nudist?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. Whoever wants to go next.
Okay,
go ahead.
I have a question for you. I don't know if, I hope you're okay with this. I'm a dominatrix, and occasionally I have some of my slaves who come over, and I do my domination sessions in the house. Is that something that you would be opposed to?
I mean, I'm pretty neutral. As long as it doesn't cross over to my room or anything, I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty open.
You hear it, like, apparently, you know, with the whips and stuff, it can get a little bit loud, but I can try to keep it down. That's what gags are for.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, yay. That's great.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Dwight. I got a quick question for you. What is your final solution for the Jewish problem?
My final solution for the Jewish problem?
Yeah, I bought in my language, but these motherfuckers are running rampant. Dwight fucked it up.
Yeah, I figured he hung up.
Yeah.
Final solution for the Jewish problem. Yeah, that's typically unless they're... And, you know, the only person you could have asked that to is number six. He would have said, I don't know, man, I'm just a peace-loving guy, but, you know, if you want to smoke some weed and you guys are really cool... The guy said the same thing over and over. It was brilliant. All right, Kevin. We'll try Kevin. We'll do the same bit. This time, don't ask for... about the Jews. Don't ask him. Don't bring up the Holocaust. Not at first. Jared keeps trying to call in, but he doesn't talk. Oh, shit. What was the name? Kevin.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Alright, moving on to the next one. I can't believe it's almost one already. I am so tired. Alright, let's call. Oh, let's call Teresa. It's really weird, like, when I sit and I think about all these numbers that come in and how selective I get. I'm just grabbing numbers and putting them in. I'm like, you know, it's really luck of the draw to find people like number six or Lucas. It's random as hell. Teresa. Or Thisa. Thisa, that's what it is. Lucy's next.
Your call has been forwarded to.
Lucy.
Prank call mania. When you call back number six, tell me you've been promoted to number two.
I like that. Number two died. It was bad, number six. It was bad. You're the new number two. Ah, shit.
The distraction went all wrong. All fucking wrong.
You weren't at your post, number six. You weren't on the car in front of the bank getting fucked in the ass by number seven. Or whatever the hell it was. He was a power bottom. Okay. Alright, we need to get one of these numbers to work. This is Sonia. That one die right away too? Somebody clicking. Hold on. Oh, that one's invalid? Really? Why do people give me fake numbers? Heidi. Oh, I know why. I forgot to put a one in front of it. That was my fault. Most of the time, their numbers don't come with ones in front of them, so they're not formatted correctly. I'll try that one again. Miss Sonia. Dwight, you're going to have to remind me sometime. Send me a message.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic.
So I will edit that one out. I have to. Actually, and if I'm doing it, I might as well grab a couple other calls off of this episode, too. Ooh. It makes me kind of sad that I didn't keep up with editing, because at this point I know there's like some lost treasures, you know, calls I've forgotten about.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Give me a second, I'm going to look for an 808, because maybe that's the problem, is it's late. 808 is Hawaii. I don't see one. Damn it. Maybe I didn't place rooms in Hawaii. I know I did. I know I did, because I thought how weird it was that the house, the picture I used, you know, there's a certain image you have in your head of what Hawaii houses look like.
Yeah.
And this looks like one you'd find in, like, Indiana. You know, like a...
In the ghetto in Indiana?
Maybe. But like a... Whoops, I almost put that in a room. Yeah, like a 1930s, 1940s style house, just the structure style. But it was really big, so that's what I thought the attraction would be. And $200 a month, like, in L.A. $200 a month in L.A. Yeah, right? To rent a room and your own bathroom in a living room.
Yeah. Taylor Miller's phone.
I suppose at some point tonight the phones had to ring a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Better at the end, I guess.
Yeah, the only problem with renting this place is I walked in on Dwight one time fucking a roast beef sandwich from Arby's.
That's good.
Hello?
Hi, is this Matt?
Who's this?
Hi, Matt. This is Ryan. You responded to my Craigslist ad that we were looking for another roommate.
Oh, yeah. I saw so many different places, so many different people. Did I have an appointment with you?
No. This is our first call. What we were doing is I got the other two roommates on here right now because it's a pretty good size house, and we just wanted to ask you just a couple of questions, you know, just to make sure you're fit before we bring you in.
Actually, I've taken a place already, but I do thank you for calling.
Oh.
That's what I was trying. I've been trying to get a hold of everybody that I had appointments with and make sure I didn't
leave them hanging, at least let them know. That's why I hope I didn't tell you.
You wasting Dwight's fucking time there, pal.
Fuck you,
one of the soft powder motherfuckers.
He said, "Fuck you, dude." Okay, we'll call Martha or
Martha.
Marta? Marta? Yeah, there's no H on it, so it's Marta, right? She's a librarian.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So she'll fit right in.
She's quite the party animal.
Yeah.
Those librarians.
See if she's into nitrous parties.
You have reached the voicemail box.
We gotta get one more call, and then I probably gotta wrap it up because I am fucking at this point really, really tired. But I am having fun. That's the only thing keeping me awake. Gretchen.
It is Friday night.
I know. That's why I try to. I always hit West Coast stuff, and then I try to. I try to hit Hawaii too, just because when it gets like this time of night, at least in Hawaii, it's still.
Yeah.
Not late.
Are they? They're Pacific time zone. Yeah.
They're over one more, I think.
Oh really? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's like 6 hours. I forgot to put in a.
It'd be 8:50.
They're an additional 2 hours behind the West Coast.
Okay, so it's 5 hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's still only, what, seven
Six,
there?
Seven, yeah.
Yeah. Or I guess pushing eight, right?
Yeah.
It's almost one.
I bet you didn't know that I like to wrap lettuce around my dick and serve it to the roommates as a lettuce wrap.
You've reached Anna Berlin. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back.
And then I'll just grab something off the top, I guess. I, like, never burn through all my numbers. That's surprising that I did that. All right. Lots of people are responding to my couple of ads I have out for my Carl's Jr. $100,000 giveaway. So just a reminder, guys, we want to see 2 weeks from tonight, we want to see at least another extra 100 people that are normally tuned in, but I would like to see Mixler hit 1,000. That would be fucking sweet. And so I need help with that. I need help getting these ads out there. When I put it up on the Facebook, hit the like, you know, and pass it around kind of thing, so... All right, here's one. This is, I don't even know how to say that name. I'll post it in the chat room. Is it? It's not. You guys tell me. Wait, I gotta format it real quick in a second. All right, how do you say that name?
Oh. I have no idea.
Dwight, any guesses?
I would assume the day is silent.
Yeah, I'd say like Jalita or something like
that.
Yeah,
there you go. I think Dashy got it right.
Jalita. Yeah. Chaita. What is it, 202? What is that, New York?
I don't know. It shouldn't be. I think I aimed West Coast on these ones.
212 is New York.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Alright. I'm literally only going to try a couple more numbers and then end the show. I really want to get one in, but if I can't, I can't. Let's see. The prize giveaway.
202 is Washington, D.C.
Really? So it's, maybe she was moving out to the West Coast or something. Because I typically stay away from the East Coast just because the time I do my show. All right, so here's Alexandra. Did she put in a number? She sure did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She asked where we're located, so that's probably because she's a college student.
It's located in my pants.
She needs a better living situation for her daughter and her. I'm going to stay away from that one. We're going to look at Crystal. I just don't want to open up a can of worms. That sounds sad. It makes me sad.
You need a heartless motherfucker to do these calls.
Yeah, no shit. I got sad and then went and did a Christmas Christmas party fundraiser for a family because I got sad one day when I was reading people responded to my ads. I mean, I still feel real good for it, but I'm kind of a pussy.
Wonder if Bo still comes in here or not.
I don't know. You know, I don't check that email anymore. I haven't in a while because I just kind of use throwaway emails. So maybe she actually has said something since. But I don't know. She was really appreciative, and I
let's go on another female, and I'll tell her I want to get all up in them guts.
This is Crystal. This is Crystal. Come on, Crystal, do us a favor.
We can't do more pedal calls because Lux is gone. Cactus smoke.
Dude, Lux's first two calls were fucking outrageously good.
He's the only one that sounds like a fucking 13-year-old.
Dude, that was great when he said, "I'm 9."
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
And then he just started hitting her with fucking...
Those calls were great.
Yeah. And when I thought of the idea, I was like, dude, I gotta get Lux, you know. And he doesn't do my show every week like he used to.
How old is he?
I think he's 16 or 14, or no, he's 16.
He's
now?
15 or 16.
Right yeah, now, he's right? Probably, he was 15 last year, so he's probably 16 or close.
Yeah, he has a very young voice.
Yeah, he's really good at making himself sound a lot younger, too. So, I mean, he's done really weird calls that are just bizarre and great. I mean, if he stuck with us, if he actually liked it, shit, by the time he's my age, he'd be like a fucking pro, man.
Fucking pro.
Let's see. Roommate.
Hey, G-Ed. I'm jerking off.
Sure you are.
I don't think... Dwight never really stops. He just takes, like, 1 or 2 minute breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
We should call one of my... slaves. Frank them.
You really have slaves?
Really, truly do, yeah.
Wow.
What I'm saying is, like, an ex-slave who...
Oh, yeah, who deserves a prank phone
call. Who deserves
call.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jihad, we fucking hunted down JDF last night. But they wouldn't transfer us due to security reasons.
I can't believe you guys... Yeah, no shit.
Oh, we found him. He's
you're officially a stalker of his now.
Well, he's in Denver, Colorado, and he's staying at the fucking Hyatt. And I was like, yeah, Frank, common spelling? And I was like, yeah, Jason or Tammy. And they're like, we don't have Jason or Tammy, but for security purposes, let me call. So, like, they were there, but they're under a different name.
Yeah.
And so she called, and we sat there for, like, 3 or 4 minutes. She calls back, there's nobody here by that name. I was like, you're full of shit, lady. He's there.
Yeah. Well, it's these days, dude, especially since you've gotten through before. They're probably like, we don't take calls. That's probably
they're probably registering under his publicist name, which yeah. We have that info, too. Next time, I'll just try that.
So that's funny. That's funny. So when you pulled that out of that just a second ago, Diabolical, when you pulled that out, that was you actually just being real.
that was pretty real. That is funny.
Well, we would. I don't know. We kind of need a plan, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or just you could call Dwight and be a jerk.
I'm trying to think of someone who might be deserving of it.
you want to call an ex-slave, Dwight?
Well, I'm looking for a specific number. I don't know if I can find it.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
I'll call him up.
I know Dwight would.
You're real freaky with him.
This is gonna
lots of heavy breathing.
This is gonna.
I want to come over to your room. I'm gonna fill a sock up full or a pillowcase full of soap bars, and I'm gonna fucking hit you with them.
get all violent.
They like pain and violence.
I'm gonna fill a sock up with D batteries that hit you across the back of the legs.
Specifically D batteries.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to grab the hotel remote control for the TV and I'm going to put it up your ass.
Oh, my God.
No lube.
Oh, cool. I found a roommate. Let's see if they left a number. Because not everybody leaves a number. They just have questions. And then I just ignore them. Let's see. no number. I don't know. Unless somebody else got the number right now, I might just go ahead and do what did we learn today.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the bend. I'm going to pull the electrical cords out of the coffee pot and shock your nutsack.
How
about this? I'm gonna make you strip off all your clothes, get in a bathtub, fill it up with water, plug in the toaster, and throw it in with you. Goes a little beyond just pain and pleasure,
huh? I'm gonna shock your nuts, and then I'm gonna break the TV and break the windows and make you pay for the charges, motherfucker.
I'm gonna have you go off to a. I'm gonna have you go out to a busy highway and take your clothes off and run in front of a Mack truck.
There's been quite a few times where we sent a bunch of people that were trying to fuck with a girl on Craigslist. We sent them all to like a hotel lobby. We called the hotel lobby and told them they're about to have an interesting night.
Diabolical. If you're interested, we can't do it tonight. But if you're interested with your style and the fact that you don't seem shy, we could do some interesting pranks. Because you remember Dwight? You remember the old prank with Polka, where we sat and made a guy run around town?
Yeah, we about got his ass arrested too.
We told
the restaurant guy that there was some creepy dude hanging out around outside the women's bathroom.
And she kept going, I'm in the bathroom right now. And the
she's like, just knock on the door and come in.
And then I called the manager and said, there was some weirdo in there trying to go in the bathroom. And, we chased him around all night.
Yeah, he went to the hotel, and we said it like there was some guy outside in a red shirt, and he called my wife a fucking whore, and so he's like, we'll send security now.
These days, I think we could be a little more creative than that, but nonetheless, I mean...
Yeah, I can prepare some numbers, and we can definitely...
It's not very hard to get the numbers, we just gotta throw up for what you want to do, we can, yeah, but...
Oh, I'm up for...
The Craigslist one? Oh, Dwight just cut out. Maybe he's going to cut back in. But the Craigslist one, we'll just place ads, you know, looking for sex, blah, 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 right? And you know how dudes are, so dudes just be like, oh, yeah, and they'll just answer. And then at that point, they're kind of at our mercy because when they answer the phone, you are actually a chick. So they'll pretty much do what you say and go where you want.
Well, they always do.
Yeah, with Polka, it was freaking amazing. We couldn't believe how long we strung that guy around. How many, basically false places we sent him and said, she's like, I'm in here now. No, now I not want you to go here. And, I mean, this dude probably went around, like, 3 miles, you know, in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Chasing her around on a phone. So it's pretty funny. Well, it looks like Dwight took off, so we'll just do one quick round of what did you learn today? You know what that is, right? You listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you learn today, Diabolical?
heck, I learned a lot. I learned that the big distraction, a lot about number 6 and number 7, and that black guy really has nothing better to do on a Friday night than
apparently
spend a long time talking.
Yeah, apparently.
And well, not to have the cops brought over. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and we're cool. We're cool and all, and he respects that.
You guys can jerk your dicks and, you know, put your balls and wherever, just as long as it's not in his room.
Yeah. Jake, how you doing?
I learned about the Bible.
What did you learn about the Bible?
Everything. Your picture that Jesus wears a PLA hat.
Yes. Ah, I forget. You're looking at my avatar, huh? Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I've had that for a good while now. All right.
That's what I learned.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Jake. All right. Let's see what I learned. I learned that even if you're kind of having a shitty day and you don't want to do a show because it's just easier to say, fuck it, I'm not in the mood, you should do it anyways because people will cheer you up and make the show great, and then you end up with a fucking golden call. Probably, it's that call probably just because of the interaction with that Tom guy, probably in the top 10.
Definitely.
Yeah, so.
Friday the 13th, good day for calls.
Good day. All right, well, hey, thanks for jumping on. If you want to jump on again, you're more than welcome. I always like to have people on, and, and I always like to have some diversity, you know, because it becomes a lot of times it's me, Ken, and
Sausage Fest.
Yeah, and whoever. And you don't seem shy, so that'll be good. So you'll roll with the punches pretty quick.
I will.
Have you ever done anybody else's shows?
I did with Laughshack Matt a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're very familiar with how this rolls.
Yeah, it's an RB show, like, every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
His shows are great. Sometimes at work, I'll be listening to them live, and I actually have to pause it because I'll be in my cubicle and they'll all think I'm fucking insane or something, how hard I start laughing. So
yeah.
I actually have to just not listen to it. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being on. All right, everybody. Remember what I said. I'm going to pass around the ad. Please do what you can to help with that. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's good for us all. We get some new fans. It grows, you know, we find, you know, new people who want to do shows. So in general, that's what, you know, what this is all about. It's kind of a stunt just to get some people in here. But, you know, if we did hit 1,000, right, and 1% said, you know, that was pretty funny, I think I want to listen again. If that happened, that would be 10 new people, you know. So, you know, who knows? You never know what kind of caliber of people we're going to bring in, so... All right, everybody, thanks for listening, and what the hell, I didn't have anything queued up, so we'll play some Black Eyed Peas. All right, everybody, have a good night, and I'll see you next week for the one-year show. Yay!
Straight, take control of your mind. soul gravitate to the love, y'all,
people
y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and even crying. Can you practice what you preach? And won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on. Where's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and even crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive if love is found. Now ask yourself.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One world,
we only got
one world,
that's all we got.
One world,
something's wrong with it, yeah. Something's wrong with it, yeah. Something's wrong with the good world, world, yeah. We only got
one world,
that's all we got.
Shows.
Show.